Oh, man, Joseph, I'm hungry.
Me too, dude. Man, when is Chef Pepe gonna come in with the food? I haven't eaten in days.
Chef Pepe, where's dinner?
All right, Brass. I got the most delicious meal I ever cooked. You're welcome. Bon appetit.
Wait, Chef Pepe, what is this? It's green.
It's green mashed potatoes with coleslaw and squirts of gravy. The gravy had a shiz.
It smells like ass, Chef Pepe.
Hey, hey, watch your mouth. I slaved in that kitchen. I got lashes all over my damn back. You gonna eat that damn meal, boy. Eat it!
I'm not eating this, Joseph.
Yeah, I'm not eating it. It looks like somebody threw up in my bowl, dude.
Yeah, it looks like we're gonna turn on the Food Network and just lick the TV screen.
Oh, one of my favorite pastimes! My mom always did it with me.
Why?
I mean, we were poor, so we always licked the TV whenever we saw the Food Network come on. Good times.
Okay.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, this song's gay as shit. That's right, I don't like the McDonald's jingle. It's boring, it's old, it's washed up. What I want something a little new. I want something a little more hip. Something a little more hop. That's right, we're having a McDonald's rapping contest. Whoever brings me the best McDonald's rap wins free McDonald's for life. I'm saying, you go through the drive-thru, you want a free cheeseburger? Here's your damn cheeseburger for free for life. So, get to rapping. Actually, you know what? Get to snack rapping.
Joseph, did you just see that commercial?
Yes, dude, I just saw it.
If we make a McDonald's rap song and they pick it to be the winner, we can have McDonald's for every single meal. We'll never have to eat Chef Pepe's gross cooking ever again.
He'll never have to lick a TV screen either.
Oh, my God. That'd be American dream to have McDonald's for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Oh, my God, we'd be so fat.
Isn't this what Trump wanted? The American dream?
Yeah, yeah, Trump eats McDonald's every day.
Right?
Oh, my God, if the president could eat McDonald's every day, we should eat McDonald's every day.
Mm-hmm.
Free McDonald's for life. Okay, well, let's get to writing. Let's make a rap song right now.
All
right,
let's do it, dude. Man, oh, man, what a night. Chef Pepe's cooking dinner. A new episode of Charlie and Friends is coming on. Oh, you can't ask for more than this.
Charlie and Friends was filmed in front of a live audience.
Give me a bop, dude, in your booty ass.
Oh, hi guys, I'm Charlie.
And today, I'm gonna be spitting some bars. So come with me, let's spit some bars. Yeah. Charlie, you're so hilarious. That's not spitting bars. I mean, you kinda did spit bars. Candy bars. Spitting bars means rapping, silly. Who's gonna tell them? Oh, all right, Braxton, here's your food. But what the hell is this, Chef Pepe? Did you throw up my food again? No, I told you what I was cooking. It's green mashed potatoes. I thought you said greens in mashed potatoes. Like soul food from a black woman. No, I'm not a black woman. I'm not cooking that. I wanted to make something exotic. Well, I'm gonna be spitting out some exotic shit if I eat this. Oh, look, a commercial.
Whoever brings me the best McDonald's rap wins free McDonald's for life.
Do you see that, Chef Pepe? Do you fucking see that? If you win this McDonald's competition, you could retire. You will never have to cook for me again. And we can eat McDonald's every day like some TLC fat bitches. Retire? Really? Oh, I'm gonna win this competition. I'm about to turn into Tupac resurrected in this motherfucker.
Okay, Joseph, I just sent our music video off to McDonald's. They have to pick our song.
Dude, we have the hardest bars of 2025. They're definitely gonna pick us.
Yeah, your verse was nasty. They're gonna pick our song.
Alright, Brass, where's that laptop? I need to send off a music video.
Music video for what?
I shot a music video for this McDonald's contest. I'ma win it, and then I'm never gonna have to cook for you, Brass, ever again.
Wait, no. Me and Joseph just entered the McDonald's song thing, and we just sent our song off because we don't want your cooking ever again. We want McDonald's for the rest of our life.
There's no way that your song's better than mine. I actually tried.
Oh, no, we tried. Our song is crazy. Isn't that right, Joseph? Joseph.
Yeah, crazy.
Wait, where do you go sometimes, Joseph? Just doze off. Like, in the first scene, like, you just laid back and just gave up.
I should be drifting, bro. My bad.
Anyway, Chef Pepe, our song is better.
Well, show me your song then, punk.
How about you play yours first?
I ain't scared of shit. I ain't scared of my mama.
Drop to her knees. Bitch, I'm loving it, I'm loving it, I'm loving it. Quarter pounder down my gullet, I be stuffing it. It's bostonitis on my tummy, it's been rumbling. And if it ain't Mickey D's menu, I can't stomach it. Bitch, I'm loving it, I'm loving it, I'm loving it. Quarter pounders down my gullet, I be stuffing it. It's a party in my stomach, get it jumping there. And the manager is kinda cute, do she come with this? Pull up to the drive-thru, I'm about to have my
My shawty got the hot case. Who needs a breakfast plate? Third time here, still coming back today. And this lady can make up her mind. The bitch move out the way. And today been hella hot. I might get a shake. If the machine died, I might be crashing out the day. In a McFlurry in a hurry to cool off my face. I heard y'all got a secret sauce. Go get it out the safe. I ain't lying, Chef Pippi doesn't rap cap. Need everything on the menu, where's the snack wraps? No me chicken in the bag, I feel backstabbed. Got it for the cheap off the app, got the last laugh. Bitch, I'm loving it, I'm loving it, I'm loving it. A quarter pound down my gullet, I be stuffing it. It's bostonitis on my tummy, it's been rumbling. And if it ain't Mickey D's menu, I can't stomach it. Bitch, I'm loving it, I'm loving it, I'm loving it. Quarter pounder down my gullet, I be stuffing it. It's a party in my stomach, get it jumping in. And the manager is kinda cute, do she come with this? Bitch, I need my 10 piece, hold on, get Swiss cheese. Bitch, I need my 10 piece, hold on, get Swiss cheese. Bitch, I need my 10 piece, hold on, get Swiss cheese. Need to ask to hurry, hit the horn like a symphony.
Hey, Justin, have a nice day.
Yeah, thank you, man, you as well.
Oh, hell no, what am I sweet and sour sauce? Oh, nah, we about to spin back. I got to slide this bitch.
Now, what you got to say about that silly-ass, goofy-ass, white-ass, can't-rap-ass boy?
That was my respect. I know. Soak-ass. I don't know if we can compete, dude.
Hold on, we can compete. Oh, let's just take off. Let's shut it.
Chef Pee-Pee, that was Chef Doo-Doo.
Watch your mouth, boy.
All right, y'all listen to our song, Chef Pee-Pee. It's definitely, it's up there.
You play that trash then.
Man, I want my Happy Meal, and they better not forget my toy.
Ooh, I love my toy. Don't forget them apple slices. Ooh. Oh, it's a problem if it's a girl toy, though.
Hell no.
I want a Happy Meal, four-piece chicken nugget. Grab a handful and put the fries in a bucket. Add a Dr. Pepper and a straw, and I'll suck it. Go ahead and add a chocolate shake, man, fuck it. I'll jump over your counter and go through your kitchen. Oops, I made a mess, man, y'all a bunch of snitches. Hand me some napkins, I'll turn those rags to riches. Don't forget the toy, since y'all a bunch of bitches.
Man, I need my nuggies. If I'm eating, please don't bug me. Junior needs an extra sauce. My bro might get one if he's lucky. Burger King can't compete, or the chicken from Kentucky. When I'm rich, I'ma swim in a McFlurry like a guppy. Make sure to get the apple pie with my Happy Meal. Don't forget my apple juice, cause this is a package deal. Don't mess up the order, man, I swear this the sixth time. Haters mad, cause my flow hotter than french fries.
I just want free Happy Meals for life. I just want free Happy Meals for life. I just want free Happy Meals for life. I just want free Happy Meals for life.
You actually tried, didn't it?
That was great. It was great. And Ronald McDonald's going to pick our song, and we're going to get to him first and tell him to pick ours.
No,
he's
going
to pick our song, so to get out of here.
Like the song a lot more.
Boys, I get it. Everyone wants some of Ronald's meat. What are you doing, Yee?
Okay, so me and Joseph sent you a song. Chef Pee Pee sent you a trash song.
No, Chef Pee Pee made a way better song.
No, his name's Chef Pee Pee. It sounds like Dick. Did you get our songs?
Yeah, I heard them.
And which one you like more? You like me and Joseph more? Yeah, Chef Pee Pee's not good. Yeah, which one you like more?
You didn't win.
Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo! You silly ass, goofy ass, caretaker ass, old pale face ass little boy! You actually tried to compare to Pee Pee, the top 10 bar spitter ever, nigga? You can't compare to the peepers!
You didn't win either.
What? Huh?
Ah, silly ass, goofy ass, mustache having ass, Puerto Rican looking ass, not even French looking ass, Chef Pee Pee sound like penis looking ass, boy!
How the hell did I not win? So did I win?
Wait, Joseph, we were on the same song.
Well, obviously my boss is way better than yours.
What? Did Joseph win?
None of you win!
What? Ah, silly ass, goofy ass, basketball trap ass, no parents, hard ass! Looking like a whole ugly ass!
Kind of froze. Well, so who won?
I did.
What?
Wait, that doesn't make any sense. How did you win?
Because I entered myself in my own competition.
Wait, that can't be fair. Yeah, how are you going to get free McDonald's for life? You already get free McDonald's for life.
I made the competition. I make the rules. Now shut your damn mouth and watch my music video.
I'm the grease guy dripping on your mom's chin. Stuff a Big Mac in a throat. Let the loving begin. In my veins, got the sauce on my sack. McDonald's food so good, make your arteries clap.
Pull up to the drive-thru,
you can have it, tell it.
She taking every nugget,
better swallow in a hurry.
I'm the clown with the combo, making dick girls friend. Get your girl sucking ketchup right off of my skin. Too much money, new accountant. I'm the true, so why you doubting? I've been stacking cheese, now my burger bigger than the mountain. She sucked me like sweet tea, now she wet just like a fountain. If Ronald take it, girl, I guarantee.
Call me McDaddy while taking a seat. Got pie in her mouth, some sauce on her eyes. She suck on my nuggets while cracking my fries. I'm twisting her buns while she moans in the booth. She swallowed my combo, she knows the truth. I'm the red wing demon, the greasy sensation. She loving my menu with no hesitation.
Grease got dripping from your mommy's chin. Stuff a Big Mac in your throat, let the loving begin. Got the rice in my pants, got the sauce on my sack. McDonald's food so good it make your arteries clap.
Yeah, I'm flipping patties while I'm camping every day. She call me McDaddy when I whisper in her ear. Baby, take a bite of this hot apple pie. Then she deep throw the fry. It's too hot, she might cry. Quarter pounder on the dresser, play a fish on her back. She addicted to my meat, can't deny that Big Mac. I'm the fast food barrel, the cholesterol champ. Got your grandma in the booth with hot coffee on her lap.
I'm the reason you obese, the clown of your dreams. Got your mom in the bathroom, licking up my whipped cream. She moaning in the store, yet she part of my scheme. Left her passed out on the tile in a greasy wet. I'm the grease guy dripping on your mama's chin. Stuff a Big Mac in a throat, let the loving begin. Got the fries in my pants, got the sauce in my sack. Donald's food so good, make your arteries clap.
She said, Ronald, be gentle, bitch, don't be a hack. Now shut your fucking mouth and put the fries in the bag. She said, Ronald, be gentle, bitch, don't be a hack. Now put the fucking mouth and put the fries in the bag. So what do you think?
Nah, that shit's great. Elephant Dookie, number trash. I know kindergartens that can write better verses than that.
Yeah, that's hot ass. That's ChatGPT ass. That's AI shit. That's garbage. That's
right. Well, that's, you can tell the difference.
Yeah, that's
still fucking, AI, man.
That's ugly. I'm upset. I'm fucking, what a waste of fucking time. That was hippo ass.
Look, Simmons, all I'm saying is if Tyrese Halliburton wouldn't have torn his Achilles, Indiana would have won.
I don't know, but...
Excuse me, ma'am. I'm new here. Where am I supposed to go?
Jonathan, what the hell are you doing in the Air Force?
I wanted to be a part of the few and you're proud.
That's the Marines, Jonathan.
Oh, well, at least I can still tell hot babes that I fly a fighter jet.
They're not gonna let you fly a fighter jet right away. You have to learn how to do that.
I already know how to do that. I play Microsoft Flight Simulator.
Okay, well, it's still gonna be a long time before they let you fly a fighter jet.
Okay, well, I can still tell hot babes that I'm a pilot. Watch and learn. Hey there, my name's Johnny.
Oh my God!
What the hell, Jonathan? Why did you spit in her face?
I didn't mean to spit in her face. I just missed. Oh, who is that?
Oh, that's Brandon. Used to be Brandy.
I only joined so I could transition.
Oh, it's so hot. What does transition mean?
It means she has a dick, Jonathan.
Oh, and balls?
Well, I don't know about the balls.
Hey, do you have balls?
Don't ask her about her balls.
Oh, sorry. I need a bathroom right now.
All right, boys. I'm afraid I got some slightly urgent news for you.
What's the matter, sir?
Well, it looks like Iran went ahead and launched a nuclear missile at us.
Wait, like right now?
Yes, right now. It's about to hit New York City in about 5 minutes. Turn that shit into a parking lot.
Well, sir, we should probably shoot it down.
Yeah, normally we would, but our entire missile defense is out at lunch right now. The line at Chick-fil-A is wrapped around the building, and there's no way they're getting out of line, because they already paid, so that'd be a waste of money. And they still gotta pick up my lunch, and they better not forget my frozen lemonade, goddammit.
Sir, I just think it's really dangerous that our entire missile defense goes to lunch at the same time.
Well, we didn't think the Iranians would guess our secret confidential lunchtime. I mean, 2:30 is a pretty late lunch. Nobody would have guessed that. It must have leaked.
Still can't believe that my buddies at Missile Defense's lunchtime is at 2:30 while mine is at 12. I just think we should all have the same lunchtime. Post.
Well, the only way we're gonna stop that missile is if one of you boys hops in a fighter jet, flies up to 30,000 feet, smashes right into that sumbitch. Sure, you're gonna die, but you'll be saving America. You'll be an American hero. So who wants to do it? Who wants to die for America?
I'll do it.
I'll do it, sir.
No, I'll do it, sir.
I'll do it.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Oh, that is so many volunteers. Wow, that's great. I would love to do it, but I actually have a dentist appointment tomorrow, and I can't cancel again, because I keep canceling. And they say they're going to drop me as a patient if I cancel one more time. So I don't think I'm going to be able to do it, sir.
I can tell you all want to be American heroes. So, hey, we live in a democracy, so let's do it that way. Let's make it a raffle. I'll get a hat and put all your names in there. And whoever I draw gets to die for America.
Oh, but not me, though, because of the appointment, like I said.
All right, I'll go get the hat and put everybody's name in.
Well, not everybody, though, because not me, because of the appointment.
All right, I got the hat with everybody's name in it.
But not mine, though, right? Because I have a dentist appointment?
Well, of course yours is in there, guy. You're our best pilot.
But see, that's the thing, is you don't want to lose your best pilot, because if you want to retaliate, you want to have a good pilot, right? So it should really be somebody else, because, I mean, clearly everybody else really wants to do it.
Nah, guy, we're doing this fair and square. So whoever's name I pull out of this hat, that's who gets to die for America.
Oh, please don't be me. Please don't be me. I'll start going to church, God. Please don't be me.
It's Bobby!
Oh, thank the fuck.
Oh, wow, congrats, Bobby!
Way to go, Bobby!
It'll be my honor to die for my country.
Oh, thank God. I mean, I don't even have a dentist appointment. I was just trying to be the biggest pussy.
Bobby, why is your name in the hat twice?
Because I snuck it in there twice so I could be a hero.
Bobby, you're disqualified for cheating.
Well, I think mine is actually in there four times.
No, I think I only see it in there once.
But, I mean, Bobby clearly wants to do it, right? Because he cheated it. It should really be Bobby.
No, we're going to have to draw again. And whoever I draw this time is really dying for their country. It's Brooklyn Guy.
Fuck me. I don't want to die.
Whoa, congrats, big bro.
Congratulations, Brooklyn Guy.
I'll suck you off.
Oh, lucky.
Congratulations, mate. You're going to be a hero.
Thank you. Thank you so much, everybody. It's my honor to die.
Well, at least you'll get a purple heart.
Oh, great. They can pin it to my fucking grave because I'm not going to be alive to see it.
Sir, can we please talk about this? I think maybe you should keep drawing names, and then whoever gets last, that's who gets to die for their country. That seems fair.
No, guy, the hat picked you.
But, sir, this isn't fucking Harry Potter. I have a daughter, and I have a wife, and I know I lied about the dentist appointment, but I really do have one coming up in, like, 6 months, because I think I have a cavity, because whenever I eat and I bite down, my tooth hurts.
Guy, quit rambling, okay? You're going to get in that F-22, and you're going to fly right into that missile. Now go!
Jonathan! Jonathan!
Attention, all single ladies and MILFs. My brother is gonna die an American war hero. Here's a link to my Tinder and my Hinge post. Hey there. You know that guy that's gonna die an American war hero? That's my brother. Why don't you suck this nutsack?
Ew, no!
Hey, Jonathan, I really need to talk to you.
Oh, hey, what's up, bro? I just want you to know that I am so proud of you for wanting to die an American hero. And your wife, Karen, don't worry. I'll take care of her. I'll take real good care of her. Like if she's ever missing you and she wants to do stuff to you, I'll have her do whatever she wants to do to you, to me. Like if she wants to throw that ass back, like all up on me, I'm not gonna like it, but I'll let her do it. But I'm not gonna like it, even if she just keeps throwing her ass back on me. Like, oh, damn, girl. I'm not gonna like it. I mean, I might like it a little bit. Also, I maxed out my credit cards on edible dongs. The butt part, cherry flavor.
Okay, well, you don't even have to worry about that, because I actually just talked to the chief, and keep your voice down. Don't let anybody hear this, but he wants you to fly the jet into the nuke.
Oh, buddy, pick your name out of that!
Quiet. That was just for show for everybody else, because he didn't want them to think that he was showing favoritism, okay? But he wants it to be you.
Oh, well, maybe I should go talk to him.
No, don't talk. Don't talk to him, because he said he doesn't want to see you, because he's going to feel bad about making you do this.
But why would he pick me?
Well, because with your glasses, you look like Harry Potter, so he knows you're the chosen one.
But it's my first day on the job.
Well, it's okay. You can still do it.
But I don't know how to fly a jet.
Oh, of course you do. You did the Microsoft Flight Simulator thing, right?
I lied so I could get laid.
Well, it doesn't even matter. You don't even need to know how to land, okay? You're going to crash anyway.
I really should go talk to him.
No, don't talk to him. He specifically said he doesn't want to see your face.
But Brooklyn Guy, I don't want to die a virgin.
No, don't worry about that. I heard that when you get up there, there's 72 virgins.
72 virgins?
Yeah.
Well, it's going to be 73 when I get up there.
Yeah, exactly. So the jet is that way. And if anybody asks, just tell them your name is my name.
Do any of them have wieners?
Sure, whatever you want, buddy.
Okay, I'll do it. But let me make a post real quick.
No more tweets. No more tweets.
But my 104 verified Iranian followers.
I will tell them, okay? We just can't let them know what's coming.
Okay. Oh, do it.
Okay, so go. I'm getting the fuck out of here. I'm going home.
Oh, Boyney, how was your day working at the military?
Yeah, it was okay. A little stressful.
Oh, Boyney, my day was stressful. Speaking of that, are you going to ask me about it?
Oh, I can't imagine what could be so stressful.
Okay, so listen, Boyney. I woke up today at about 12:30 in the afternoon, okay? And I decided to make the bet.
Oh, wow. That's a big ask.
Yes, but listen, Boyney, this is what happened. So whenever I would pull down the fitted sheet over one of the corners, it would pop up on the other side. So I had to keep running back and forth, back and forth. And by the time I finished, Boyney, I was just so tired that I had to take a nap. And I messed up the bed again, and I just didn't make it again.
Wow, that does sound really stressful.
It was, Boyney.
Did any part of your day make you almost die?
Oh, it's so funny you should ask, Boyney, because when I got hungry, I decided to make pizza bagels. But when I bit into them, it was still cold. Boyney, I could have died from raw pizza bagels.
Oh, thank God that didn't happen.
It had pepperoni on them, Boyney. Raw pepperoni.
Oh, raw pepperoni?
I could have died from salmonella.
Oh, that is crazy.
So why was your day stressful?
Oh, nothing as crazy as yours. You know, the printer ran out of ink.
Oh, Boyney, I'm so sorry.
Oh, hey, you had a worse day. Oh, hold on, I think I'm getting a phone call. Oh, it's my mom. Hello?
Hey, fuckhead.
Hi, Mom.
Have you heard from Jonathan? He's not answering my phone calls, and he always answers Mommy's phone calls.
No, I haven't heard from him. Did you know he joined the Air Force?
No, I didn't know that. You make sure you look after him now because you're his older brother, and if anyone tries to fuck with him, you lay their ass out.
Yeah, I will do that.
And you know he still pisses the bed, right? I just got done washing his piss sheets, and I can only hit those sheets with the Tide Pin so many times. Those sheets are all stained to fuck.
Okay, I will let him know.
All right, fuck you.
Love you too, Mom.
Who was on the phone, Boyney?
Oh, it was my mom.
Oh, what did she want?
Oh, just to cuss me out, I guess.
Boyney, look, the news!
Breaking news, MK. The United States military has an announcement, so let's go to that now.
My fellow Americans, at approximately 2:35 p.m. today, Sergeant Rodriguez got me a goddamn Diet Coke instead of a frozen lemonade from Chick-fil-A. He has since been dishonorably discharged. Also at 2:35 p.m. today, brave soldier Brooklyn T. Guy hopped in his F-22 fighter jet and crashed right into an Iranian nuclear warhead headed toward New York City, sacrificing his own life and saving millions of Americans. He will be known from now on as a badass American war hero, and from now on today will be known as Brooklyn Guy Day.
Boyney, the TV said you died, but Boyney, you're here. So, are you a ghost, Boyney?
I'm not a ghost.
Are you like Casper?
No, I'm not like Casper.
Oh, so you're not friendly, Boyney?
No, I am not friendly.
Are you like the other ones, the mean ones?
I'm not a ghost.
Oh, well, then Boyney, why did the TV tell me you died?
Okay, listen, Karen. At work, I got orders to fly my jet into a nuclear missile and die. So I told my brother to go do it for me.
Boyney, that's so cowardly.
No, it's not, because I'm alive. I'm here. Isn't this better?
But you're not a hero, Boyney.
Oh, yes, I am. See, on the news, I have my own day now. So maybe you should hop in the shower. You know what I'm saying? Because I could go out and people would just be throwing themselves at me.
No, Boyney, they wouldn't. You know why? Because they all think you're dead. And that's gross, and I think it's illegal.
Hmm. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
I can't really get the benefits of this.
Mm-mm.
I didn't really think that through.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit, Karen. I know that knock. That's the military's knock.
Oh, no, Boyney. What are we going to do?
Pretend I'm dead. Be sad. you don't have to do it here. Okay, just save that. Use that energy at the front door, okay? I'm going to hide.
Excuse me, ma'am. Oh, I guess you already saw the news then. Well, we ran out of American flags. It's embarrassing, I know. But the U.S. Air Force would like to offer you this 10-count box of Coca-Cola mini cans in honor of your husband's brave sacrifice.
Oh, thank you so much.
True American hero will be remembered forever. Wait, what is that? Guy? Guy, is that you? Guy? Guy, I saw you under that blanket.
Uh-uh.
Guy, come on out.
Ooh, I'm a ghost! Ooh, spooky!
Guy, I thought you died from that missile!
Listen, sir, it's a really long story, but I can't tell you, because I actually just became a monk, and I'm taking a vow of silence starting now.
Boyney, if you don't tell him, I will!
Don't!
Boyney, what happened to your vow of silence?
I'm starting right now.
Okay, so what had happened was, Boyney was too chicken to fly into the nuke, so he tricked his brother into doing it for him.
What, you got your brother to do it?
Yeah.
Well, that means you're not a hero, and you shouldn't have a day named after you. We should name the day after him, whatever his name is.
The name is Johnson, with one J.
How the fuck else would we spell it, and why aren't you dead, and where are your clothes?
Oh, then my clothes burned off!
You did not survive that!
Yeah, I did! I prematurely ejaculated from the jet before it hit the nuke!
Wait, so you ejected from the jet?
Yeah, I had it on autopilot.
Well, that's not a sacrifice. That means nobody here's a hero. I'm going home.
Oh, wait, can we still keep our cokes?
Give me those cokes!
I still blew up the nuke!
Boynie, how does it feel to not be a hero?
All right, Karen, I promise if I ever find myself in that situation again, I will sacrifice myself for you.
Really, Boynie?
Yeah.
Well, boys, I got some bad news. Rand launched another missile and it's dinner time, so I need some volunteers.
Well, you already know I'm a pussy.
Boynie!
Guys, what do you want to do today?
I don't know, dude. Let's do something fun.
Yeah, let's do something fun.
Hey, guys, have we considered doing something fun?
Something fun.
Well, me and Ken are down for anything.
How about we go to the aquarium, dude?
Oh, yeah, the aquarium would be so fun.
Ken doesn't really like fish.
What?
Yeah, he thinks aquariums are boring. He says you can see most of the same stuff at a pet store.
Dude, they have stingrays!
And sharks!
And he doesn't like the cafeteria at the aquarium. He says the food's really gross, in his opinion.
He can't even eat the food. He's a dog.
And we don't have to eat at the cafeteria at the aquarium. We can eat here.
And he doesn't like the gift shop, because he says everything's really overpriced, especially the stuffed octopus, because last time he was there, he really wanted to buy one, but it was too expensive, and his parents got in a really big argument over whether or not they were going to buy it for him, and then the car ride home was really awkward, and I was promised a toy, so it just kind of made my whole day shitty, so I don't want to go. I mean, Ken doesn't want
to
go.
It just sounds like you don't want to go to the aquarium, Cody.
Oh, no, I love aquariums. It's just Ken, I was trying to be nice, but he thinks aquariums are kind of gay, like they're lame. He doesn't like it.
Oh, I get it, Cody. You don't want to go to the aquarium because that's where your mom lives because she's a big fat cow.
Ha ha! You nigga!
Wait, Junior, don't you mean a whale?
Thanks for correcting me, Cody. She is a whale. She's a bigger animal, a big fat whale. Ha ha! You called your mom a whale! Ha ha! Okay, Cody, we don't have to go to the aquarium because Ken doesn't want to go.
Thank you.
How about we go see the new Deadpool movie?
Oh, dude, I really want to see it. I love it.
Yeah, I want to see it, too.
Well, Ken's already seen it.
What?
Yeah, Ken already saw it, and he doesn't want to see the same movie twice.
Why do we care what Ken saw?
Yeah, we want to see it. We haven't seen it.
Well, I think we should do something that's fun for everybody.
We could go swimming in my pool.
Me and Ken already went swimming earlier, and he doesn't want to.
Jesus. Hey, can I see Ken real quick?
Yeah, sure. I don't know why you want to see him.
Oh, he's not going to like this shit.
What am I not going to like about it?
This! What? You're right, I didn't like that at all. Get back here! Joseph, get back, please! Joseph, no! Yeah, that dog's eating Ken! Why would you throw him, Joseph? Because he's a dog, dude.
He's not a dog, Joseph! Hey, you mutt, give me back my boyfriend! Give me that! Why is there even a rabid dog in this neighborhood?
Oh, man, that's my dog.
Michael Vick?
Hey, who else is gonna be? Now come here, you stupid mutt! You save all that fighting for the other dogs.
Junior, look! Joseph threw Ken outside, and he got eaten by one of Michael Vick's rabid dogs, and now he's dead.
Joseph, why would you do that?
Dude, Ken was ruining all the fun. So in order for us to have fun, I had to take action into my own hands and got rid of Ken.
Well, you do know it wasn't Ken that was stopping us from having fun. It was just Cody. He didn't want to do those things.
Nah, dude. Cody wanted to have fun. It was all Ken.
Cody, stop crying. Is there a way we can get a new Ken doll?
Well, first of all, he's not a doll. And also, get a new Ken! That's like if your dad died, they said, why don't you just get a new dad?
I mean, if my dad was a doll, dude.
He's not a doll, Joseph! He's an irreplaceable man!
Oh, Cody, look! The news!
I'm too sad to watch the news. Okay, I'll watch the news, but I'm gonna mope the whole time.
Breaking news, MK! There's a big increase of mosquito bitings around the country. Field reporter Steve Stellberger is on the case. Steve?
Hello, I'm Steve Stellberger with the evening news, and I'm just waiting for someone to talk to. Excuse me, citizen, what do you think of all these mosquitoes?
I hate them. They bite me. Why do they do that? What are they for?
True, true that, home slice.
Hey, Cody, isn't that human, Ken?
Yeah, so what? I mean, yeah, I hit that. I bent that shit over and clapped his fucking cheeks. It was totally mid. No recoil. I wouldn't do that again if you paid me. Well, maybe I would.
Well, why don't you invite him over and he can be your new Ken?
Yeah, he can actually do stuff like go to the aquarium.
Oh, he hates the fucking aquarium. And I mean, totally different from how I hate the aquarium because the cafeteria sucks. Now, he's all for the animals and shit. He doesn't think they should be locked up like that.
Well, if you invite him over, maybe you could turn him into a toy. Like, do you have a toy ray?
I do have a toy ray. Hold on, let me go get it. Behold, my toy ray.
What?
Well, his name is Ray and he's a toy.
So he's another doll.
Well, yeah, Ray is a doll, but Ken's not.
Okay, so we thought you were talking about a toy gun.
Oh, a toy gun. Yeah, I got one of those. See? Toy gun. Pew, pew, pew.
No, we thought you were talking about a gun that turns things into toys.
Oh, a toy laser ray gun.
sure.
Yeah,
I got one of those. Like, behold, the Make Things Into Toys laser ray gun! Anything I shoot with this turns into a toy.
So if we got Human Ken to come over here and you shot him with it, he would turn into a doll.
Yes.
Ha ha! I know it! So he is a doll, dude!
No. Hold on. I misspoke. No. If I shoot Human Ken with this, he'll just still be a human, but kind of like a hard, plasticky human figurine kind of guy.
Mm. In other words, he's a doll, dude! Ha ha!
No. Stop saying that. No. Not gone. He's not a doll. No.
Okay, so how do we get Human Ken to come to my house?
I don't know. I don't have his number. Oh, I know! Spider-Man!
Spider-Man?
Yeah, we can get Spider-Man over here, and we can tell him that Ken is the Green Goblin, and then he'll come bring Ken here, lay him down on the couch like he did in the movie after he killed Willem Dafoe, and then we'll have him here.
Okay, so how do you get a hold of Spider-Man?
Oh, that's easy. Oh no! Someone killed Uncle Ben! I really wish somebody would come and tell me what great power comes with! Oh, hey, Spider-Man. Oh, we've got that. Oh.
With great power comes great responsibility.
Yeah, that's right, Spider-Man. Look, we need your help. I think my friend might be the Green Goblin.
The Green Goblin? Where?
We need you to go find him. He's really handsome and he's wearing like a blue shirt and pants.
Okay, I'll go find him.
Thank you.
Is that really Spider-Man?
I don't think so.
Let me go!
Shut up, Green Goblin.
Guys, I don't think that's the same Spider-Man. Sir, what happened to the other Spider-Man?
He got arrested.
Oh, okay. But I just have one more question. Why is there a hole cut out around your dick?
In case I got a pee-pee.
Oh, okay.
What is going on? What am I doing here?
Hold still, I just gotta shoot you with this real quick.
No!
Oh my god, it worked! Ken, I love you so much!
Wait, how'd it work? All you said was pew!
Well, yeah, it runs on imagination, so you have to say pew to make it work, because it's a toy and it makes toys. But I'm so glad Ken's back!
You glad you got your stupid dog back, dude?
He's not an adjective! No.
Hey, kids, sorry about earlier, I got arrested. You see, what I do is I run a Spider-Man company underground. You know, we do birthday parties, bounty hunting, illegal activities. So, I sent my coworker down here to get you what you needed. His dick was out.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, so we wear dickless costumes. They're onesies because the zipper gets stuck and we have to pee. But did my friend get you what you need?
Yes, he did.
Oh, perfect. So just remember, kids, you can always thank your friendly local Spider-Man.
Thank you.
Yeah, come on.
Oh, he wants money.
Oh, he wants to get paid.
Do you have any money, guys?
I don't have any money.
Yeah, no.
I don't have any money either.
Can you get paid because I'm Spider-Man?
Oh, how about you shoot him with that gun and we get a toy Spider-Man?
Oh, good idea.
Whoa, look at that Spider-Man. Why'd you just snatch that shit?
Because he's cool. He's a bobblehead. Look.
Desperate ass.
You start wiggling that shit.
Hey, he's cool. I wanted to show you guys.
He's crossless, though.
Oh, I bet you'd like that, wouldn't you?
No, it's real. Well, you're looking at the garage.
Nah, gay boy.
I'm just trying to stay continuity. He's not the same Spider-Man as behind the couch.
Okay, listen. You know what, Cody? That toy gun is really cool.
I mean, it's kind of cool. It doesn't really shoot anything. The camo's kind of neat. It's got dinosaurs.
No, I meant your toy Ray.
What's cool about him? It's just a guy named Ray. I mean, he is a power bottom.
No, I meant your laser Ray. Laser.
My what?
Your toy laser Ray.
Makes sense, Junior.
That!
Oh, my Makes Things Into Toys laser ray gun. Why didn't you just say so?
You know, manatees are considered sea cows.
Fucking what?
What?
Well, Junior's joke earlier about your mom being a cow at the aquarium, because you said, don't you mean a whale? But manatees are considered sea cows, and manatees are at the aquarium, so you didn't have to say whale. Get it?
God damn it.
Fucking Jerry.
Jerry, why are you here?
Jerry. Oh, why the fuck are you doing this, Jerry? That was 5 minutes ago. No one's even thinking of that joke.
Read the fucking room, dude.
Yeah, we moved on.
Oh. Okay, I'll get him.
Yeah, leave, nigga.
Fucking Jerry.
Jerry the couch monster always tries to make jokes funnier than they have to be, and he tries to fix jokes, and he's not a writer. He's not a good writer.
Oh, his ass is a weirdo.
Yeah, we gotta kick him out of the couch.
Definitely.
There's someone at the door. Who's that?
Hello?
Hey there.
Tom Brady!
Yep, it's me, Tom Brady.
What are you doing here, Tom Brady?
Well, me and my son were just driving up to Makeout Point, and then the dang old car broke down. So I was just wondering if I could come in and use your phone to call a tow truck to tow us up to Makeout Point.
Why don't you have a cell phone?
Oh, well, 5G isn't on the TB12 diet.
What?
I don't know. Can I come in?
Why can't I just bring you my cell phone? Why do you have to come in?
Listen, Michael Vick's out here with his dog, and it's scary.
Okay, Brady, come on in.
Okay.
Who's at the door, Junior? Tom Brady!
Yeah, it was Tom Brady.
So where's your cell phone? I gotta make a call.
Oh, yeah, Tom Brady. Hold on, let me get my cell phone. Cody, you know what'd be really cool? If you shot Tom Brady with your gun and turned him into a toy.
But, Junior, they already make Tom Brady toys. We don't have to turn him into a toy.
I know, but turning the real Tom Brady into an action figure would be so cool.
Junior, turning into a toy is like dying. There's no coming back from that.
Well, he's already retired. He's basically dead.
Hmm, okay, yeah, I guess you're right. Hey, Tom, think fast. Pew!
Whoa! Tom Brady's a toy now!
Dude, that's pretty sick.
Well, Tom Brady's dead forever. He's never coming back.
I mean, he was gonna unretire anyway.
Yeah, his wife left him and cheated on him with his jiu-jitsu instructor. I don't think he was happy being alive. I think he's happier as a toy.
Yeah, he was going out sad with his old ass.
Yeah.
You know, decals and Tom Brady!
Wow, Jerry! Wow! You knocked the toys over!
Oh,
way to go, Jerry!
Bro,
what the hell, Jerry?
Yeah, what the fuck were you gonna say? It was so goddamn important that you knocked the toys out. We gotta set the scene back.
Fucking breath!
It's not important.
Yeah, it wasn't important. Nothing you could say would ever be important. Get out of here. God.
Get a damn hobby.
I fucking
hate Jerry. Jerry, man. Junior, I'm not gonna keep coming over if he's here.
I will get him out. I will get him out of the couch.
Please.
I'll tell him to leave. Guys, I'm sorry. I know. I don't even know why. Guys. Okay, I'll get Jerry out. I promise. But next time you come over, Jerry will be gone.
Over Tom and everything.
Hey guys, old man!
Oh hey Jeffy, we're just shooting things with this gun. See, anything you shoot with this gun, it turns into a toy.
Oh, my mommy must have shot a bunch of wee-wees with that toy and put them in the bedside table. Bunch of big black ones.
A lot of women must have do that.
Oh, okay. Well, is there anything you want to shoot and turn into a toy?
Well, you can turn me into a toy and then sell it for a limited time, link in the description.
Oh, yeah, let's do that. Yeah, move all the stuff off the couch. All right, shoot Jeffy with it.
Here comes Jeffy. Pew!
Oh, man, Cody, you turned Jeffy and the red couch into a toy.
Yeah, the louder you say pew, the bigger the blast radius of the toy ray.
Oh, now Jeffy's stuck on the couch forever, but he's like a cool little figurine. And he did say we could sell him for a limited time only.
Yeah, he did. So you can click the link in the description to buy your limited time only Jeffy U2s available for 2 weeks. Buy it now! Now! Right now!
Guys, it's me, Jeffy, and the Jeffy U2s are now available if you go to the link in the description. So get them now before they sell out.
Jeffy, are you ready to go trick-or-treating?
Jeffy, what's your costume supposed to be?
I think I'm the stuff that comes out of your wiener when you play with it too much.
Jeffy, stop it. You're a ghost.
Boobies.
Oh, I thought you were a marshmallow.
No, I'm definitely jizz.
Jeffy, stop it. You're a ghost. Stop saying that.
Well, I'm the Tooth Fairy.
I knew it.
No, she's not the real Tooth Fairy. She's dressed like the Tooth Fairy.
No, she's the Tooth Fairy, and you're the Easter Bunny. And Santa Claus.
No, I'm Reese's.
Racist?
No, I'm Reese's, like the candy. And if you eat too much of me, you lose your teeth, and then she comes and gets you.
I'm the C word that you said.
Jeffy, knock it off. Stop saying that. Just tell people you're like a happy little tooth.
Okay, but I'm not. I'm definitely splooge.
Jeffy, if you say that again, we're not going trick-or-treating.
Okay, I'll stop.
All right, let's go trick-or-treating, guys. So, guys, you ready to go trick-or-treating?
Yeah, dude!
Wait, Cody, what are you and Ken supposed to be?
Well, obviously, I'm a pencil and Ken is paper, because I put my graphite all over him. Like, I rub my tip on him. Because it looks like a dong. We thought that'd be cute.
I'm a cow!
Nice cow costume, Penelope.
Thanks!
Okay, I guess me and Ken will just go fuck ourselves.
Joseph, what are you supposed to be?
See, the costume said a happy feast, so I was expecting 10 toes on that motherfucker, but nope. Guess what I am? A penguin.
Well, you haven't seen the movie Happy Feet, Joseph?
No, it's about feet.
Well, it's about penguins.
See, that's what I'm talking about! The false advertisement! Happy Feet! I'm expecting Margot Robbie's feet to be on that bitch!
Yeah, I guess that would make a lot more sense. I mean, I don't know why they called the movie Happy Feet, like... Penguins don't even have feet, they have flippers.
Right, right, call it happy flippers.
Yeah. So guys, what do you think I'm supposed to be?
Are you Donald Trump?
I am Donald Trump, how'd you know?
From the hair and the ear.
Yeah, build the wall.
Yeah, that's his logo.
Yeah, Kamala Harris is for they, them, Trump is for the working class.
Junior, are you just repeating stuff you heard in the commercials?
Apparently, yeah. I mean, he approved that message, so that's true.
Yeah, he did say I approve this message.
Wait a minute, Penelope, you didn't tell me you were dressing up as Cody's mom for Halloween.
Yep, there it is. I thought you forgot for a second.
You would think I would forget your mom's a big, fat, ugly cow.
Woo, roast that ass.
And that's something Donald Trump would say.
Yeah, he very well might do.
He doesn't like women, I think.
Nice.
Something it's
true. Something about grabbing pussy. All right, guys, let's go trick-or-treating.
Yay!
All right, Jeffy, knock on the door and say trick-or-treat.
Hi-ya!
Say it, Jeffy. Sorry, he's shy. Jeffy, say it. Trick or treat, smell my dick, give me something sweet to lick.
Jeffy! Wow, that's a new one. I've never heard that one before.
He meant trick or treat. Are you supposed to be the Karate Kid?
No, I'm actually Tom Brady's ex-wife's jiu-jitsu instructor that got her pregnant.
And I'm Giselle. I'm Tom Brady's ex-wife. I left him after he won 7 Super Bowls. And I hooked up with my jiu-jitsu instructor, who I paid to cream pie me.
Yep, it's true, Marvin. You know what's crazy? She's worth $400 million, and he's just some random nobody, and he gets to cream pie. Isn't that crazy, Marvin? She paid for dick. And you know what else is crazy? That kid's gonna grow up with Tom Brady's kids, and he's gonna be like, wow, my dad's Tom Brady? Nope. Shithead. And Marvin, get this. That means when they hired the jiu-jitsu instructor, Tom Brady had to shake that guy's hand and be like, oh, okay, you're gonna teach my wife how to be a ninja, huh? I'm gonna go out there and win Super Bowls. And meanwhile, that jiu-jitsu instructor? Just cream it, Marvin. Just cream it. The luckiest man in the world. That's crazy.
Yeah, that is absolutely crazy.
What's Jeffy supposed to be?
A blown load.
Oh, yeah, that's what I did in Tom Brady's ex-wife.
Okay, well, do you have any candy for Jeffy?
Oh, yeah, let me go grab that. Hey, who likes Skittles, huh?
Me.
All right, let me just give you some of those. Random fruit Skittles for you. But not too many, because I like Skittles, too.
So, Jeffy, what do you say?
Babu, bap, bap, babu.
Okay, happy Halloween to you, too. Or as the jiu-jitsu instructor would say, happy Halla cream pie in a rich woman.
All right, guys, it's the first house of the night, which means we're going to get the most candy here, because Halloween just started.
Oh, yeah, dude, let's stack up all the candy. Yeah.
All right.
Hello?
Trick or treat.
Ah! Hey, Kurt, there's a bunch of devil worshippers at our front door.
I'm coming, honey, I'm coming, and I brought the Bible. What do you devil worshippers want?
Devil worshippers? We just want a trick or treat.
Yeah, we just want candy.
Yeah. Do you kids not know that Halloween is actually Satan's birthday, and every year he celebrates it by handing out candy so he can eat your genitals?
He sure does.
I don't think that's right.
All right, Mr. Smarty Pants, we'll turn your Bible to page Peter Beater Pumpkin Eater, chapter 5, verse 8. It says, be alert, be on watch, your enemy, the devil, roams around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. He's talking about your dick. He wants to eat it.
I don't know if I want candy anymore, dude.
That's right. You don't want candy.
Candy leads to worse things, like drugs.
That's right. You can go from candy mouth to meth mouth.
It's meth up.
It is, honey. And don't even get me started on the Three Musketeers. Don't you dare eat it. Ain't nothing straight about three men making a candy bar. It's more like the Three Musketeers.
Well, I'm gay.
Oh, you are, huh? You must eat one of those Three Musketeers to get the fuck out of my face before I call the cops. You can't eat in games.
Be gone, Satans!
What was that about, Cody?
I don't know. They're just fucking weird.
Is Halloween really Satan's birthday?
No, let's go to a different house.
Can you fix my hair? It's falling off.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, guys, this house looks huge. We're going to get huge amounts of candy. They're going to hand out the most candy anyone's ever seen before. The Haitians are not going to eat this candy because it's not cats or dogs. That's a really crappy devil costume, the crappiest devil costume I've ever seen.
Oh yeah? Check this out. Ah! Yes, that's right, I'm the devil dressed as the devil.
Why would you dress as yourself?
Because it's my birthday! Anybody gonna say happy birthday to the devil?
Happy birthday
to the devil.
Thank you.
Trick or treat, can we have candy?
Oh, well, I only give candy to bad kids who say cuss words.
Well, shit.
Oh, there you go. You've earned a bar of soap, young man. Wash your mouth out.
Wait, that's not candy.
I can't eat a bar of soap.
Oh, sure you can. You can eat anything. Tide Pods, thumbtacks, who gives a shit?
We want real candy.
Well, I don't have any. How evil!
This is the worst deal of all deals, the worstest deal I've ever seen.
You're really committed to that character, dude.
Let's just try another house. Mm. All right, Jeffy, it's your second house, so maybe you can get some more candy.
You got a nigga in me. You got a nigga in me.
To infinity and beyond.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're Woody and Buzz.
Yeah, I'm what my old lady gives me.
God damn it. I'm what my toy does.
Yeah, hold my hat, baby. Jeez. Okay. Yeah.
So, Jeffy, say the thing.
Say what?
Trick or treat.
Which one?
Say trick or treat.
I know, but which one? Trick or treat?
Say it.
All right, screw it. Trick!
Okay, so I'm assuming this is the first time trick or treating.
Yeah, can you just please give us some candy so we can leave?
Yeah, I can get you some candy, but what is he?
Ejaculate.
Oh, my old lady know all about that. Yeah, she has all types of stains that she
got. No, he's not that. He's a ghost.
Oh, a ghost? Oh, that's cool, too.
Oh, KKK.
Wait, what the hell did you just say? I know the KKK ain't trying to get no damn candy at this black household.
No, that's not what he was saying. He's a ghost.
No, my daddy taught me because he's a racist.
Oh, we got racists in our household, Junior.
shoulders. No, you see this?
No, no, I'm a racist.
Nah, you a racist. I know he is a racist. He's trying to stand down on his belief. No, no, ooh, no. I know it. Oh, I'm gonna beat your ass right now. No, I'm gonna beat you to Anticum.
Oh, wow, guys, look, a haunted house. We should totally go in it. I bet it's huge and scary and huge. If we go in there and there's videos of me losing the election, that'd be so scary because that's not going to happen because I'm going to win. Kamala can't win it. I'm going to win it because it's going to be such a huge
Junior,
win.
Fucking stop.
I was just trying to be Donald Trump.
I know.
Dude, what is Happy Feet saying?
Nothing, because there's no character in the movie named Happy Feet.
What? Who's Happy Feet then?
It's just called that because the penguins dance.
What? So there's no character named Happy Feet?
No.
Bro, I am tired of this penguin propaganda. It's bullshit.
Didn't they make a sequel to it?
Yeah, but the director said he'd rather die than make a third one.
I don't blame him.
That at all.
He really said he'd rather die?
Yeah, he didn't want to make it.
He probably thought Margot Robbie should have been in the movie.
I don't think so. I think that was before she was famous.
Yeah. They should make a Happy Foot 3, and it's just Margot Robbie's feet the whole time.
Thank you. Somebody agrees with me.
So let's go inside the haunted house. Come on, Penelope.
No, Junior. I'm scared. I don't want to go.
Be a good cow. Be a good Cody's mom and come inside.
Yeah, move that ass.
Junior, please don't make me go through here. I don't like haunted houses.
There's nothing scary. You're wrong. I've been through this a million times. Nothing can scare me. I'm Donald Trump. Look at this. Look, there's a meteorite.
Junior, I think that's supposed to be guts and stuff.
It's not guts, it's a meteor from Mars. I was there. Run, 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 run. Listen, Penelope, there's literally nothing scary about this haunted house. There's nothing scary at all.
Wow, Junior, you were right. That wasn't even scary.
Yeah, that shit was weak.
Yeah, it was for little kids, dude.
Yes, that thing was very lame. It was very Kamala Harris in there. It was very Democrats in there.
Well, we should go again.
Oh, yeah, we should go again and make fun of it the whole time.
Oh, yeah, definitely, dude.
No, I don't want to go back in there.
Why, Junior? Were you actually scared?
No. I was Sleepy Joe in there. I was falling asleep. I was fake ballots in there.
We heard you screaming.
Well, I was screaming to try to make Penelope scared. That's what I was screaming about.
All right, well, let's go again.
Yeah.
Wrong. I don't want to go in there. I got to focus on the election.
Guys, I think he's actually scared.
Run. Okay, fine. I was scared. I'm going home.
Oh, what a baby. Marvin, why are we at a gas station?
Because I'm going to buy Jeffy his candy so we don't have to trick-or-treat anymore.
Aw, Marvin, that's so fun.
You want to know what's also not fun? Getting beat up and being called racist for wearing a Reese's costume.
Well, Marvin, you chose your costume.
I know damn well I don't hear no racists in this damn gas station.
It's true. He's right there.
Oh, I guess he did not have enough. I'm gonna beat his ass again.
But oh, my God. There's cameras.
Yeah. I don't give a damn about no cameras. Take that. Yeah. You got a friend.
Help. What are you doing, baby?
I'm making snowflakes with Jeffy.
Oh, those look so good.
Thank you.
How does yours look, Jeffy?
Mine look like dick.
What, Jeffy, you made it look like dick.
Ah, you said my snowflakes look like dick.
Marvin, that's mean.
No, he literally cut out the word dick on his. And what is this supposed to be?
Penises.
Jeffy! There's someone at the door. I'll get it.
Hello?
Knock, knock.
Hello?
What do you mean, hello? I said knock, knock. You're supposed to say who's there.
But I already see you. I know who's there.
I was doing a knock, knock joke.
But you rang the doorbell, and I already opened the door.
That's why I said knock, knock. Have you never done a knock, knock joke before?
Not at my actual door.
Just let me in. You ruined my joke.
Who's at the door, Marvin?
It was the cop.
Shut up. Let me tell you the joke. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
No bell.
No bell who?
No bell. That's why I knocked.
But we have a doorbell, and he rang it.
You keep ruining my jokes. Okay, fine. Here's another one. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Haywood.
Haywood who?
Haywood, you blow me. See, he liked it.
Why are you here?
Well, it's sad boy hours, because I just found out I'm going to jail for 21 days.
But you're a cop. You can go to jail?
Yeah, surprisingly, cops can break laws, too. Yeah, I got a DUI again for the sixth time.
And you're going to go to jail for it?
Yeah. They plastered the video of it all over the news. So whatever you do, please don't watch the news.
Baby, turn on the news.
Aw.
Freak
Breaking news, MK. A police officer was arrested for a DUI and thought he was above the law. We have the shocking body cam footage here.
Shit.
Hey, mate, you been drinking tonight?
Hey, you can't pull me over, okay? I'm a cop. I pull people over, not you.
How much have you had to drink tonight?
I have only had 6 beers, but they come in a pack of 6. So basically 1, so you can't arrest me.
You're not making this easy on me, mate. You know my body cam's on.
Oh, the body cam. Where was your body cam? Is that it? Hey, body cam. Fuck you, okay? I do what I want. I'm above the law.
Oh, mate, you know I'm going to have to place you under arrest. Go ahead and step out of the vehicle.
I'm going to run.
Please don't.
I'm going to do it. Here I go.
Mate, you're not going anywhere. You know the car's in park.
Shit. Well,
yeah, you're under arrest.
I guess you got me.
Oh, wow, you were ugly, disgusting drunk.
Yeah, well, your snowflake looks like dick.
You said my snowflake looks like dick.
It was his snowflake, not mine.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
Your joke's not funny anymore.
Aw, now we're all sad.
So why are you here telling us you're going to jail?
Well, there is a problem, because I mean, this is a video after all. So the judge sentenced me to 21 days in jail, and he gave me this go-to-jail card. See, it says go to jail, go directly to jail, do not pass go, do not collect any cash. So I've been suspended without pay, and I have to report to jail tomorrow. Of course, I already told my wife I had to go to jail today. My problem is I'm going to be in jail on Christmas, and now I'm worried I might not get any presents from Santa. So I was thinking I could spend the night here and maybe go up to the North Pole and try to trick Santa into thinking Christmas is tonight so I can get my presents early.
But won't you be on the naughty list because of the DUIs?
Oh, I don't think Santa cares about some DUIs. I mean, the song says you better not pout, you better not cry, not you better not get a DUI.
But it also says be good for goodness sake, and DUIs are bad.
Hmm. Well, that's why when I'm in the North Pole, I can put my name on the nice list.
You're not sad that you're not going to see your wife or daughter on Christmas?
Hell no. I suck at giving gifts anyway. I'm only good at receiving them. Like oral. Yeah, last year I gave my daughter a Blu-ray copy of the movie Sephora because she wanted Sephora, you know, like the makeup, and I got confused. So on Christmas, we all sat around watching Sephora. We were all really disappointed, both by the movie and my mistake. And I also gave my wife some pretty bad pop.
Oh, so you have to go to the North Pole?
Well, I wanted you to come with me.
Oh, can I go?
Yeah, sure. The more the merrier. Everybody can come.
Can I come?
No! Fuck you! Come on, guys. Let's go.
Okay.
Here you go, Santa.
Huh?
I brought you your milk and cookies for dinner.
Oh, thanks, Pepper. Where's my chocolate chip cookies?
Well, this is Oreos. It's Milk's favorite cookie.
It's not my favorite. And what the hell is this? 2% reduced fat?
Well, you've been gaining a lot of weight, Santa.
I know I've been gaining some weight, and plus, you know I'm lactose intolerant.
Oh, good one, Santa.
Pepper, you're a weird little fucker, but I like you.
Santa, it's time to check your list.
Oh, I hate checking the list.
But Santa, you gotta check it twice.
Okay. It's all there.
Santa, you gotta check it twice.
Okay.
Santa, you didn't really check it.
That better?
You didn't look!
I'm having my milk and cookies.
But Santa, the letters from the children came in for Christmas!
The deadline's already passed. They're gonna get what they get.
Can I have a cookie, Santa?
Oh, sure, Pepper. Go ahead.
Thank you. Oh, the darn thing's stuck. I hate when it gets stuck. I don't want to rip it, because then the cookies will go stale. I almost got it. Hold on. Sorry, Santa.
Come on, Pepper, hurry up.
I think I'm getting it. It's coming along.
All right, time's up, Pepper.
Aww. Wow, Santa, you're so strong.
Look, there's Santa. He's eating his milk and cookies. And look, there's the Naughty or Nice book. Now I just need somebody to distract him while I check and see if my name is on the nice list. If not, I'll add it.
How are we going to distract Santa Claus?
I got an idea.
Pepper, these cookies taste like shit. I think they're expired.
No, I just put one in my ass. You just got the wrong cookie.
Pepper, you're a weird little fucker, but I like you.
Hey, Santa, I just subscribed to Mrs. Claus's OnlyFans.
What? Let me see that. Come on, help.
Quick, Marvin, pass me the book.
Here you go.
Let me see. Let me check Naughty first. Oh, no, I'm right there. I'm number 4.
Wait a minute. I'm on the naughty list, too?
Marvin, we didn't come here to fix yours. You still have until Christmas to be nice. I'm going to jail. Hold on, let me just scratch this out. Okay, now I gotta put it in nice.
Okay, I'll be the lookout.
Okay, I added my name to the nice list. Well, actually, I spelled my name wrong the first time, because I'm dyslexic. But now all we have to do is convince Santa that tonight is Christmas, so he delivers my presents.
Hey, you're messing with the naughty on nice list, Santa!
Jump her, Marvin!
What, jump her?
Yes, get her! Marvin, why the hell are you wearing that elf suit?
I was thinking that I could dress like an elf and tell Santa that tonight's Christmas and he'll believe me.
Oh, good idea, Marvin. Wish I'd thought of that. Oh, shit, he's coming. I'll hide under the table.
Oh, I can't believe Mrs. Claus created an OnlyFans page and only charging $4 to see pictures of her hoo-ha. You can get a 4 for $4 at Wendy's for that. Probably tastes better and a little less fishy.
Ha ha ha, funny, Santa.
Where's your glasses, Pepper?
I dropped them on the ground.
Oh. Hopefully you didn't stick this one in your ass, too.
What? Nope, not that one.
Oh, I hope so.
Well, tonight's Christmas.
What?
Yeah, like tonight's Christmas. Like tonight's the night you have to go deliver the presents.
But the reindeer are not even ready. And Rudolph's getting neutered and he's got balls big as shit.
Well, I guess you gotta deliver the presents without Rudolph.
I guess so. Watch out, New York City.
Okay.
Let me get the sleigh.
Good idea, Marvin. Let's get back home.
I didn't know Santa made 9/11 jokes.
What are you doing, Santa?
Loading the gifts on the sleigh to deliver tonight.
Santa, are you feeling okay? Christmas isn't for another 2 weeks.
But you told me Christmas was tonight.
I did not.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Peppermint, don't lie to me, because I'll bend you over my knee and spank you.
I wish I lied to you, Santa, but I didn't.
Well, who did?
I don't know. Let me check the security cameras. Oh, it looks like some guy broke in and wrote his name in your book.
What? Brooklyn? And he added it to the nice list. I'm gonna teach him a lesson.
Oh, teach me a lesson, Santa. Bend me over and spank me like a naughty schoolboy.
Peppermint, you're a naughty fucker, but I love you.
Oh my God, Marvin, I can't believe that actually worked.
It did?
Yeah, I put my name in the nice list, so now Santa's gonna come deliver presents tonight. Hey, do you guys have any pajamas? I'm just so excited. I wanna go to sleep right now so Santa comes.
Why do you need pajamas?
Well, I don't wanna sleep in my cop uniform. I gotta sleep in something loose, cause I get raging morning wood and it hurts.
Oh, I don't think I have pajamas that are your size.
What size is that? Fat?
No, I wasn't calling you fat, I just don't know if we're the same size.
What were you calling me then?
I wasn't calling you anything.
Yeah, okay. Well, you can make it up to me by spooning me.
I'm not gonna spoon you.
Well, I was gonna be the big spoon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What?
Good night.
Good night. Get over here. Think you can go to bed all caked up like I ain't got a sweet tooth? Like I ain't trying to get a cavity? What you thought this was, man?
What?
Nothing, just kidding.
What are you doing?
What, you hear that? I think that's Santa Claus.
It does sound like Santa Claus.
Let's go check. Oh, Marvin, look at that. It's Santa Claus. And look at all those presents. They're all for me.
Well, actually, he thinks it's Christmas, so those presents are for everyone.
Oh, yeah. Well, most of them have got to be for me, because I'm on the nice list. But you're not, so you're not getting any presents.
I forgot I'm on the naughty list.
Man, he has really taken a sweet time with those presents, huh? Well, he's got a fat dumpy, though. Oh, no, he's just scratching his ass. Hurry up! Oh, he's gone. Okay, present time. Oh, look at all these presents. Oh, this big one has to be for me.
No, it's not for you.
And what about these down here?
No, none of these are for you either.
And where are my presents?
Look, this one says Brooklyn guy.
Mine, back off. Oh, I can't wait to see what it is. It could be anything. I had so many things on my list. It could be an Applebee's gift card. It could be a Denny's gift card. A Chili's gift card. Or maybe it's a weighted blanket so I feel trapped yet comfortable. Oh, and I gotta check. Oh, let me see. What? Coal?
Why'd he give you coal?
I don't know. How is this possible? I put my name on the nice list.
Look behind you.
Fuck you, Brooklyn!
Oh, well, now I guess I know what they mean when they say he knows if you've been bad or good. I guess he found out I put my name on the nice list. Well,
it's gonna
be
okay.
I guess I'll go to jail sad now.
Well, I have a gift for you.
Yeah? What is it? Wait, what's that? What? A get-out-of-jail-free card? Marvin, this is the best Christmas gift of all. Not going to prison.
ready to go see the Minecraft movie?
Heck yeah, dude!
What about you, Cody? Are you ready?
Junior, do I look ready? I'd say I'm ready.
Oh, when Jack Black says chicken jockey.
Ooh, he's burning this bit down.
We're gonna light off fireworks and throw popcorn all over the theater.
And I'm gonna pull out my live chicken. And I'm gonna ride that motherfucker all over the theater.
No way!
Hell yes way.
Cody, where'd you get a live chicken?
My Uncle Skeeter gave him to me from his farm. But when I asked if I could ride his cock at the theater, he got really disappointed when I wanted this.
Oh,
lucky.
That's gonna be so crazy, we're gonna make him such a big mess.
Oh, it's gonna be the biggest inconvenience for the workers to clean all that up.
Oh, yeah, they didn't sign up to clean up all this mess.
No, they didn't.
Wait, did you give the chicken laxatives?
Oh, I almost forgot. Here you go, boy, eat up. We gotta make sure you shit all over the place.
Oh, do you think the chicken will shit right when Jack Black says chicken jockey?
We can only hope.
Oh, dude, we gotta record it. It has to go viral.
Oh, it has to go all over TikTok. People are gonna wish they were in our theater.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Cody, how many of the workers do you think are gonna quit?
Oh, probably all of them. They're gonna be up to their knees in chicken shit and fire.
Oh, dude, we're gonna be such a headache.
Oh, it's gonna be so awesome. All right, grab some fireworks. Let's go to the movie theater. I already told Jeffy to meet us there with more fireworks.
Oh, great. The more the merrier.
I can't forget the rock. Ooh, Cody, we got four large popcorns.
Junior, is that gonna be enough?
I mean, it's four large popcorns with extra butter.
I just wanna make sure, like, you can't even see the floor when we throw all the popcorn around.
I mean, it's a lot of popcorn. Isn't the chicken gonna be shitting?
Oh, the chicken shit, right. I almost forgot about the chicken shit, yeah.
And also, we're gonna piss on the people's heads in the front of us, right?
Yeah, I did wanna pull my pants down around my ankles and just piss all over the back of their head when he says chicken jockey.
Yeah, I mean, so there's gonna be so much piss and shit and popcorn on the floor. So, I mean, this theater's gonna be disgusting.
Yeah, you're right. I'm overthinking that.
And also, Joseph has silly string.
And fireworks.
He's gonna light this mortar cannon off right when he says chicken jockey.
Oh, that's perfect. It's gonna be so fucking loud, and hopefully it hits the ceiling and it sets off the sprinklers. Oh, you know what? I don't want to get my hopes up. Let's not jinx it. If it happens, great, but let's not ruin it. God, that's all I want to happen. Now, if that happens, I might actually cry.
Yeah, have you guys seen Jeffy?
Hey, guys! I brought a gun.
Oh, that's perfect. Junior, that is exactly what we've been needing. Jeffy, just make sure when he says chicken jockey, you really unload the clip right into the screen.
All
right,
got it.
Yeah, oh, we're going to make so much noise. We're going to make it such a big-ass fucking mess.
Yeah, I just really want to make sure that we are known for as the people who really fuck this theater up.
Oh, we're going to get banned.
Oh, yeah, I hope my grandkids get banned.
I think they're going to ban our dead bodies. Like, they're going to ban our souls.
I hope AMC presses charges.
Oh, that would be so sick.
That'd be so fucking cool.
Oh, the previews are starting, guys.
What's the scariest thing you can imagine in a bush? A squirrel with rabies? Or a goose with rabies? Or a poisonous snake with rabies? How about a clown in a bush? Clown in a bush!
Oh, man, that movie looks really scary.
Yeah, if this theater survives what we're about to do, we should go see it and throw popcorn whenever he jumps out of the bush.
Do you like Tom Cruise? Do you like Tom Cruise running? Do you like Tom Cruise doing stunts? Do you like Tom Cruise saving the world?
Step right there. Put the bomb down, Cyrus Clubs.
Keep back, Tom Cruise. You know I have an explosive temper.
We better make this quick, because I have explosive diarrhea.
Well, it looks like you're going to die with poopy pants, Tom Cruise. Because if you can't beat me in rock, paper, scissors before this bomb goes off, half of Dubai is going to go bye-bye.
Well then, I guess we're going to be playing rock, pooper, scissors.
Mission somewhat possible.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot! Fuck, best 2 out of 3.
Man, Tom Cruise has made a lot of those movies. I wonder when he's gonna stop.
I'm ready for this movie to start sucking like these damn fireworks.
Patience, Joseph. Patience.
Hey there, moviegoers! Jack Black here! Oh yeah! I was in School of Rock! I am Steve! Just a friendly reminder to be respectful of your fellow moviegoers and don't throw popcorn! Oh yeah!
All he thinks we're gonna do is throw popcorn? Junior, I'm about to piss on some people. When he says chicken jockey, I'm gonna squeeze this chicken like he's a ketchup bottle until shit squirts out of his ass everywhere. Earlier, I put a whole roll of Mentos up his ass, and I made him drink an entire 2-liter bottle of Diet Coke, and the only thing that's stopping him from bursting like Chernobyl right now is the cork I stuffed in his ass. When that goes, I don't even know what's gonna happen. He might actually explode. It's just gonna be shit and feathers everywhere, Junior.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, I like Jack Jack Black is going to have to film a whole new warning just for what we're about to do in here. It's going to be like 10 fucking minutes long because they're going to have to realize everything we just did and warn people about every single thing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. You know, this movie's going straight to streaming when we're done.
Oh, yeah. There's no way. It's going to be banned from...
Ninja
Guys, today was the best day of my fucking life. It could not have gone better. I mean, that was perfect. Just chef's kiss. I mean, if we had just thrown the popcorn and pissed on some people, that would have been enough. But no, we had the gun and the fireworks and the chicken. Guy, my fucking chicken died. He literally shit his brains out. His organs are all over the floor of what was left of that movie theater. The fucking sprinklers came on. I mean, what more could you ask for? We burned that place the fuck down. And even if it didn't burn down, it wouldn't matter. Because there's no way they could have cleaned that. They would have had to demolish the whole building anyway. Just because the stench of all the shit in the piss. Oh, the piss! How could I forget about the piss? There was a couple in front of us that brought their kid to the movie, just hoping for a nice evening out with the family. I pissed all over them. They were mortified. They are never going to go to another movie again. I mean, partially because we burned the theater down, but also because I pissed on them. I mean, can you imagine the stories they're going to tell? Insane. In-fucking-sane. We weren't even humans in there. We were animals. We were chicken jockeys.
Oh, yeah, we were. Oh, let's turn on the news and see if we made the news.
Oh, we have to have made the news. Probably the national news.
Breaking news, UK. A local movie theater was burned to the ground when a bunch of teenagers shot off fireworks and a gun during the Minecraft movie. These four teenagers are currently wanted.
We made the news!
We're wanted! The police want us!
Yeah, they do!
So, Joseph, show us the video.
Uh-huh.
The video that you took of us, like, fucking up the theater? You have the video, right?
I didn't get a chance to get a video, dude.
What, you didn't get the video?
No, I had popcorn and the silly string, and don't forget the fireworks.
Yeah, he had a lot of jobs.
I only have two hands.
We pulled off the greatest chicken jockey of all time, and we don't even have a video of it?
We have a memory.
That's true. We do have a memory.
I mean, it would be really cool if we could have put it on TikTok.
Yeah, that would have been sick as hell. But, I mean, you know what? I'm selfish. This can just be our little moment, just between us as friends and the other people in the movie theater that burned down. Yeah, yeah, you know, we made the news. That's not nothing either.
We did make the actual news.
Yeah, I mean, there are plane crashes that don't make the news.
But there's shootings that don't make the news.
Yeah, what we did is worse than a shooting.
It is.
Fuck you. Exactly. Hey there, you four are under arrest. Yeah! Fucking go! What? Well, you're arresting us because we pulled off the greatest chicken jockey of all time.
Right? Chicken jockey!
Chicken jockey!
Chicken jockey!
I'm arresting you because you burned down a movie theater and you pissed on some people, so you're now a sex offender. Well, that was going to happen eventually, right? Well, no. And also, there was the fireworks.
Oh, yeah, the fireworks were sick.
Yeah, that was me.
Yeah, and then there was the gun thing. That was especially fucked up. Oh, yeah, that was Jeffy's idea. I wish I could take credit for it. So you just, slap on the old handcuffs and take us down to the courthouse. No, I don't have enough handcuffs, but, I mean, you guys have to go to court. Well, we're not, like, actually going to go to jail, though, right? Yeah, I mean, what do you mean? Of course you're going to go to jail. You committed arson and a whole bunch of other crimes. Wait, Junior, is he fucking serious?
Yeah, are you saying facts?
It's just like a slap on the wrist, though, right? No, I'm talking like prison, like multiple years in prison. What the fuck? That can happen?
Wait, it was a joke.
Well, it was funny, though. No, it wasn't funny. You guys committed a bunch of crimes and people got hurt. We're fucked.
Wait, it was a joke. We did it. It was a ha-ha joke.
No, there's no exemption for jokes.
Joseph, it's all your fucking fault for not filming the TikTok. If we had the TikTok, he'd see it was a joke. He thinks we did it on purpose.
Yeah, you might be right. Yeah, and it would have at least been worth it.
We did it on purpose, but like, it was a joke purpose.
It was pretty funny. We said chicken jockey and shit. I'm gonna have to take you guys down to the courthouse.
But other people were doing it.
No, they weren't. Come on.
Well, the other people.
Order, 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 order. I am the Honorable Judge Blumer. On today, we will be hearing the case of Junior Joseph Cote and Jeffy. You four are being accused of yelling chicken jockey at the Minecraft movie and then throwing popcorn all over the theater, lighting off fireworks, pissing on your fellow moviegoers, riding a chicken around the theater while it was shitting, shooting a gun, and then eventually burning down the entire movie theater. Boys, what would make you commit such a crazy crime?
Well, Your Honor, Jack Black said chicken jockey, like from the Minecraft game. He said a video game reference. How else are we teenage boys supposed to react? Sit in our seats and not ride a live chicken that's shitting? I think not.
Now, I do see how that would be very exciting for you boys, but you should still know better than to act that way in public. You ruined the movie experience for everybody who was in the theater. Well, even people who weren't in the theater, because you burned the entire theater down. My point is, do you boys feel any remorse for what you've done?
Your Honor, if anyone in the theater is complaining about what we did, they obviously aren't Minecraft fans. They should be proud about how crazy we went.
I see you have no remorse for what you've done. Well, since you boys love mining and crafting so much, your punishment will be to build a new movie theater for this community. And you can't have any outside help. You have to build it with wood and pickaxes and netherrack and redstone or whatever the fuck.
Your Honor, how the fuck are we supposed to build a movie theater? We're just kids.
Well, you boys managed to find a way to bring a live shitting chicken and a gun into a movie theater, so I'm pretty sure you can figure it out. And if you don't build a theater by tomorrow, you will all go to jail for 5 years. Case dismissed.
By tomorrow?
Come on, guys, let's get started.
But this is fucking impossible!
Okay, guys, let's get started on this movie theater.
God, this chicken fucking stinks. Guys, we're so screwed. There's no way we're gonna build a movie theater from scratch.
Well, I don't know how you'd build it from a scratch. You have to use your fingernails.
What, no, I just mean, scratching isn't we're not gonna build it with no help.
We have help, Cody. There's four of us.
Well, okay, yeah, there are four of us, but we need materials.
Okay, well, one of us can go look for materials. Joseph, go out in the woods and collect wood.
Okay, dude, I got you.
What do I do? Me and Jeffy.
You can go look for hammers.
Look for hammers?
Yeah, and pickaxes.
I'm just going to find those?
Yeah, just go look for it. And Jeffy, you can go help Joseph look for wood, too, because you have strength, so you can, like, push trees down.
Okay.
And I'll just, I'll draw what I think a movie theater should look like.
Junior, this is stupid. This isn't Minecraft. This is real life.
Wait, say that again.
I said, this isn't Minecraft. This is real life.
Say the first sentence.
This isn't Minecraft.
Say that again.
This isn't Minecraft.
Say it one more time.
This isn't Minecraft.
But what if it was?
What are you talking about?
I'll see you at court tomorrow.
Where the fuck are you going? We only have 24 hours!
Order, 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 order. I am the Honorable Judge Pooper. And today, I will be seeing this brand new movie theater that these boys built for our community. Boys, where is this movie theater?
It's right here, sir.
Oh, I see. This must be a video of it.
No, we made it in Minecraft.
What?
That's the game Minecraft. We made the movie theater in Minecraft.
That is actually very cool. You have the seats and the screen and that is quite cool, but I actually meant a real movie theater in real life.
You never said that, Your Honor. You said a movie theater for our community, and it's a public server so anyone can join and go in the theater.
Damn, damn, damn! I've been duped! You kids win this time, but I'll be back! I'll be back!
Where did he go?
It doesn't matter, guys! We won! Guys, what do you want to do today?
I don't know, Junior. Maybe change your smoke detector?
That's Chef Pee-Pee's job.
Dude, let's make a rap song!
Oh, that'd be so fun!
All right, Cody, drop a beat for me.
With me?
Yeah, just drop a beat, God!
Okay.
Yeah. I got a ball on my shirt, I go outside to eat dirt, you mess with me, you get hurt, I leave you blue like a smurf,
Leave you blue like a smurf!
Like a smurf!
Because when you beat up people, they turn blue! Like a smurf!
Like a smurf!
Oh, that was cool, Joseph.
Yeah, that was off the dome, too, dude.
I don't know, Joseph. That was pretty mid.
Wait, why are you hating on my bars, Cody?
Yeah, Cody, that was awesome!
Nah, I gave you that sick-ass DJ Mustard-style beat, and that was the riz you bring to it? It's kind of lame. My right shoe could make a better rap than that.
What? Shoes can't even talk!
Yeah, your shoe can't rap better than Joseph.
I wouldn't say anything like that.
Shoe?
Yeah, that's me, the shoe on your foot!
Look, and I can make a better rap song than these fools.
Well, then do it.
What? Oh, you trying to put me on the spot? Okay, okay then. Watch this.
What? What? I'm a shoe. Ha. Yeah. What? He ain't got no soul. Ha. What? Pulling strings in this hole. Ah. I'm a shoe, looking fresh and brand new. Steppin' shit, P.U. I'm a pair, I come in too. Walk on you like bubblegum. Watch your stuff, these streets I run. What are those? Your shoes are dumb. What? Bitch, I'm fly like Air Force One. I'm a shoe, what? I'm a shoe, what? I'm a shoe, what? Stuff on you, what? Stuff on you, stuff. You black and blue. I'm a shoe, what? I'm a shoe, yeah. I'm a shoe, stuff on you, what? Stuff on you, stuff. You black and blue.
Wow, I gotta admit, Shoe, that shit went pretty hard.
Yeah, I told you I go hard. See, I've been in the game for a while.
Wow, Joseph, Cody Shoe did rap better than you.
Whatever, dude. Look, how about we go outside and play basketball? Look, I got something to say, too.
Basketball?
Yeah, y'all been playing around with me for too long, and I gotta say what I gotta say right now.
Okay, then say it.
Okay, okay, you think you can put me on the spot, too? All right, then, let's go.
Yeah, yeah, I'm a ball, ho.
What? What?
Watch me dribble, ooh. Watch me dribble, ooh. Ooh, I might go between your nuts, nigga.
Cross you up, leave you stuck. Getting green Milwaukee Bucks. Duck on you, don't give no fucks. Fuck your ass, you out of luck. Christian to it kinda sucks. Yeah. But I still like that fit duck. I'm Michael Jordan, you're a smuck. Ballin' like my dick was cut.
Basketball, basketball. I'm a ball, cross you up. Make you fall, you ain't good at all. Dunk on you, like taco fall. Cause the boy you want, window dunk. In the air, you smell my ball.
Wow, I'm sorry, basketball. I didn't know you felt that way. Yeah, I'm getting tired of being dribbled all the time. It makes me dizzy.
Well, that is what you were designed for.
What? No, I didn't ask to be a basketball. Look, balls have feelings too.
Yeah, I can confirm that. Balls do have feelings.
Well, I'm so sorry, basketball. Let's just go home.
Cody, why is everything rapping?
I don't know. It is kind of weird. Maybe we're just hungry and that's why we're hallucinating.
Oh, yeah, let's go ask Chef Pee-Pee to make us something to eat.
Yeah.
These burgers look delicious.
Hey, Chef Pee-Pee.
Not right now, Junior. Look, I'm making hamburgers.
You should be grilling up some wieners with no buns.
I don't have any wieners, Cody.
You got one in your pants, you sexy mofo.
Ew, shut up. Look, what do you guys want?
Well, I think me and Cody are really hungry because we've been hallucinating all day. Like, we've seen random objects start rapping.
What? Objects can't rap, Junior.
Oh, I wouldn't say all that.
What? Spatula?
Yeah, it's me, Spatula.
What? The Spatula, you can talk?
Yeah, and I have something to say.
Oh, God damn it.
Hey, where's the meat? Oh, my God. Put it all in my face. Yum, yum. Where's the meat?
I'm a spatula. Let me make you a grilled cheese. I'm really thin. Squeeze me between your butt cheeks. Hit it from the back. Flip them over like a flapjack. I love meatballs. It reminds me of a ball sack.
Wow, Spatula, I didn't know you were gay.
Me neither. Can I borrow that?
Yeah, Cody. Look, you can have it.
Oh, man.
Oh, Chef Pee-Pee, we're going to be upstairs. Just let us know when the burgers are done.
Ugh, I don't even know if I want these burgers anymore.
So, Cody, what do you want to do until the hamburgers are ready?
I don't know. Junior, can you change that stupid smoke detector? It's getting annoying.
We'd have to grab a ladder. It would be a whole thing.
Yeah, and I don't want to grab a ladder because it might start rapping.
Hey, guys, what are you doing?
Nothing, Jeffy. What are you doing?
Oh, nothing. Just smacking the old diaper.
And I'm tired of it.
Diaper?
You can talk?
See, Holmes, and I got a rap song I want to rap.
Why does this keep happening?
Hey, it's the diaper Holmes! I got a whole lot of shit to get off my chest! Yee! Live la vida loca!
Smack the diaper, make a sound, beat it up like Chris Brown. Need to shit, go to town, I can hold up to a pound. Take it off, what's that smell? Smells so bad, stinks like hell. So much brown, it's hard to tell. That was not Taco Bell!
What do you think about that, Holmes?
Why is your diaper Hispanic?
I didn't even know my diaper could talk! Daddy! My diaper's rapping at me!
Cody, why is everything rapping?
I don't know, Junior. This is getting ridiculous. And change that goddamn smoke detector.
Cody, we should focus on the important things, like random objects rapping, not a stupid smoke detector.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
What do we do? You want to play trains?
Yeah, sure. I mean, it's not like they could rap or anything.
Choo-choo!
Oh, goddamn it.
It's me, Thomas, and I got something to rap about.
Thomas?
Chug-a-chug-a-chug-a-chug-a. What? Choo-choo! We running trains, oh! Where that tunnel, where that tunnel,
Little engine that could, I'm the nigga that would. Choo-choo on your bitch ass, Thomas with that cold gas. Six
six wheels, coming fast. Where's your bitch? Flat your ass. Getting the train, ran on her. How she like it? Hard and fast.
What y'all think about that? Did I go off the tracks or what?
Yeah, that shit did go pretty hard, Thomas. Why is the beat the same for all of them?
I don't know. But I'm tired of everything rapping, Cody. Like, what's happening to us?
I don't know. Maybe somebody slipped something into our drink?
Bill Cosby hasn't been here, Cody.
Yeah, that's true. If he had, he would have been rapping.
I have an idea. Why don't we just call a doctor and ask a doctor what's happening with us?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
All right, let me call a doctor.
Hey there, somebody call a doctor?
Yeah, doctor. Something weird's happening to me and my friend.
Oh, what's going on?
Everything we look at starts rapping music.
Yeah, I've been saying you kids gotta stop listening to that rap music. It'll rot your brain. All that talk about hoes and bitches and ass and cars and lean. It's too cool. The human mind can't fathom stuff that cool. You know, you can't spell crap without rap. Yeah, you kids gotta start listening to something else, like country or pop or rock and roll or bluegrass or polka or something, I don't know.
So you think it's our fault because we like to listen to rap music?
Oh yeah, definitely. You know what Dr. Dre said? Bitches ain't shit but hoes and tricks. I don't really know what that means, but I'm still gonna eat tricks. I don't even care if I'm not a kid. Yeah, you know, I actually got pulled over when I was a teenager for listening to rap music. Yeah, they searched my car and everything. Taught me a valuable lesson, it did. So now I'm a cop and I pull people over for listening to rap music. Isn't that ironic?
Well, doctor, like, no, something like really weird's happening because, like, objects will rap at us. Like, we saw a basketball start rapping at us.
Oh, well, maybe you kids are just schizophrenic and you're just now noticing.
Hey, man.
Who the hell said that?
Over here, man.
It's gotta be an object trying to rap.
On your head, dude.
On my head?
Yeah, what's up? It's me.
Well, it's your bald spot.
My bald spot?
Yeah, I've been here for years. Now it's my time to shine.
Well, what do you have to say, bald spot?
Check this out. Yeah, the bald spot, nigga. What? Yeah. You going bald, Brooklyn? Just cut it off, Brooklyn. No hair, I don't care, boss. About it, make you still wear a hat. Cover up, I'm still here, just give up. All the ladies laugh at you. Looking like Mr. Magoo. Need some hair, you wish it grew. What's the means you look like Groot? What you think about that, Baldy?
That was mean. I'm gonna go put on a hat to shut him up. Howdy. Yeah, now that I've shut him up, this is pretty weird. Everything keeps rapping. What do you think it is, Doctor? I don't know. Maybe we have some kind of, like, new rare disease that makes things start rapping?
You've never heard of something like this before?
No, never. Junior, change that goddamn smoke detector!
Okay, I'll change it right now, Cody.
Wait a minute. That's not a smoke detector. That's a carbon monoxide detector. There must be a carbon monoxide leak in here.
Ah! Yeah, it is.
Oh, goddammit. Beep, 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 beep,
beep, beep. Ah. I was trying to let y'all know y'all was gonna die. Ah. Ah. Die!
How you almost died from carbon monoxide? I should warn you, shit, I tried. You ignore me, let it slide. Glad you heard me, took some time. Made a noise, I'm not a mime. Now you know that you didn't die. We cool, not niggas for life. Well, that makes a lot of sense. It was a carbon monoxide leak. It was making us all hallucinate that everything was rapping. I'm gonna go find the leak and fix it.
Well, Cody, I'm glad he figured out the problem.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all forgot about me, Castle Rapper, and I got something to say.
No, we're out of here.
Yeah, I don't want to hear that.
Hey, where y'all going? Come back!
Alright, Jeffy, here's your security uniform. Time for your next night at Freddy's.
I'm not going back there! It's scary!
But you don't get paid unless you work all 5 nights at Freddy's. That's why it's called 5 nights at Freddy's, not 1 night at Freddy's. That would be a lame game.
I don't care about the money! I'm not going back there! Jeffy, you can't quit a job unless you put a 2 weeks notice in.
Yeah, it would look bad on your resume.
I don't care about my resume! It's scary! Jeffy, it can't be that scary.
It is that scary, dang! The animatronics try to kill you!
No. You don't have to worry about that. I went over there this morning and put in a whole bunch of new security stuff to protect us. And besides, you already broke all the animatronics.
Exactly why I'm not going back there.
Jeffy, what if I go work at Five Nights at Freddy's too?
Oh, I get it.
Danny, it's not gonna matter because you're gonna try to kill you too!
Jeffy, if I'm working there, nothing bad will happen because I'm gonna protect you because I'm your dad, okay? So let's all go work there. Come on.
All right, Marvin, welcome to Freddy Fazbear's Pizzeria. I already gave Jeffy the tour last time, so I'm not going to do that again. I just wanted to show you the animatronics Jeffy beat up. He kicked all their asses.
Sure did, Dan, because they were trying to kill us.
No, stop spitting on Freddy. You already spit on him too much.
Wait, so these are the things that tried to kill y'all?
Yeah, but Jeffy beat them up, and I'm pretty sure he broke them, so they shouldn't be moving around anymore. I really hope they don't move around anymore. Although, Freddy looks pretty pissed off. I don't remember his teeth looking like that last time. Anyway, I'm going to show you the upgrades I made to the security room.
Okay, so I made some improvements to the security room, and I moved some stuff around. Like you may have noticed, the cameras are set to automatically rotate, so you don't have to keep pressing the button. And I brought my laptop charger so the cameras don't die like last time, because that was a big problem. Oh, and I also brought some flashlights in case the lights go out. Now, you may have noticed the door is missing. I don't know what happened to that. That was just gone when I got here. So, if they try to kill us, I got this Freddy mask, so we can just put this on, and hopefully they think we're one of them, and they don't try to eat us.
They're gonna try to eat us?
Maybe.
What does this thing do?
Oh, yeah, that's fucked up. That's the music box. See, this 3-year-old girl died here, and I guess she's in a puppet now, and she likes music, because if you don't wind that music box every few minutes, she pops out and tries to kill you.
Wait, she's gonna try to kill you?
Yeah.
Well, who's that thing?
Oh, yeah, that's Balloon Boy. He's a total asshole.
How is he an asshole?
Well, he just likes to turn the lights out like he pays the power bill here. No, don't you do it, you fuck! God damn it, Balloon Boy, turn the lights back on! Wait a minute, we haven't wound the music box in a while, let me check. Oh, shit, wind it! Okay, it's working. Oh, gosh, she's gone. Oh, gosh, this is so stressful.
Well, it is stressful. I mean, I thought all we had to do was look at the cameras, but you're telling me that people are trying to kill us?
Yeah, sometimes, but it's not that hard. You know, you just watch. There was a camera in the bathroom, but I took that out because I might want to rub one out if I get nervous.
That's disgusting!
It helps me relax, okay? Oh, shit. Oh, God, Bonnie's gone.
What is there? He is, there is.
Oh, no. Okay. We got to keep an eye on him.
Okay, so...
He's not in the kitchen.
Okay, there's no one else.
Okay, not in the bathroom. That's good.
That's good.
Oh, God damn it. Now they're all gone.
There's Freddy.
Okay, not in the hallway. That's good. Oh, great. Chica's looking at a cupcake, and Bonnie's back in the bathroom. Shit! The cameras are down. Okay, hold on. Let me turn the lights back on. Ugh. Okay, Balloon Boy. No more turning off the lights.
Hi.
What is your deal, man? I want the lights on.
Hello.
Listen here, you balloon fuck. I'm gonna turn the lights back on, and I swear to you, if you touch that light switch again, I will choke you out, my guy. Hurry. Oh, do it. Please do it. Make my day. Oh, you motherfucker! I'm gonna kill you! I just turned Balloon Boy into Balloon Bitch.
You want me to spit on him?
No, unless you can do it from here. Huh, impressive.
Well, turn the lights back on!
I can't. Balloon Boy broke the light switch.
Then what are we gonna do?
All I have left is this shitty little flashlight. Well, there's nobody there right now.
Well, the cameras are still broken!
Yeah, hold on. I'll put it on manual so I can check them myself. Give me a second. Let's see. Okay, there's the stage. It's still gone. Let me see. Oh, there's Freddy. He's just hanging out in the dining room. And there's Chica. She's in the hall. Gotta keep an eye on that. Okay, Bonnie's back in the bathroom. He must have IBS. Poor guy. Oh, Chica's getting closer. And she's tweaking out. What's that?
Oh, God, she took out the camera! Check the hallway! Oh, God! She's right there! Somebody throw something!
I'm gonna throw this! Yeah!
Oh, don't throw the music box! We need that! Oh, great. Now the music box is in the hallway. Somebody has to go get it. Not it!
What?
Looks like you have to go get the music box, Marvin.
I'm not gonna go out in that hallway!
Well, just put on the Freddy mask. They'll leave you alone.
If I put on this mask, they'll leave you alone?
Yeah, probably.
Okay. So if I go out like this, they won't kill me, right?
Yeah, if they see you, they're gonna think you're one of them.
Well, can I borrow your flashlight?
No, I don't want to be in here in the dark.
I don't want to go in that hallway in the dark.
Well, I'm trying to save the battery.
Oh, wow. So which way did the stupid music box go?
I don't know. I think it rolled somewhere down the hall.
Rolled down the hall? It's a cube.
Oh, just go get it.
Okay. Guys? I don't see the music box anywhere. Guys, the chicken man has it.
That's a girl chicken.
It's a girl chicken? Oh, you keep scaring me. Can I have this back? Thank you. He gave it back! He gave it back!
It's a girl.
Oh, it's a girl? What happened?
Chica knocked you out.
Why?
Well, you kept calling her a dude, and I guess that pissed her off. But hey, at least she didn't eat you, because of the mask, and we got our music box back. Actually, we haven't wound the music box in a while. I should probably check. Oh, shit! Wind it! Good, she liked that.
Well, turn the cameras back on!
I can't, Chica knocked them out!
Then how are we gonna see?
Well, we're just gonna sit here for the rest of the night and shine this flashlight at the door.
What? Who's that?
Oh, that's just Foxy. He's cool. Yeah, I give him a ride home after work. Sometimes we smoke a J in my car.
He's skateboarding!
Yeah, he wants to be like Tony Hawk. He's gonna be in the X Games someday. Go, Foxy, go! Follow your dreams! Foxy doesn't play by anybody's rules. Marvin, I do have a favor to ask you, and you're not going to like it.
What is it?
I need you to go to the kitchen and get me a Capri Sun.
What, a Capri Sun?
Wild cherry, please.
What, no!
Can you get me a Capri Sun, too?
Thanks, Marvin.
I'm not going to go get you guys Capri Suns. I don't want to get eaten.
Oh, come on. We already know the mask fits you, and you already got punched in the face. What's the worst that can happen now?
Fine. Get your stupid Capri Sun.
Okay, you both want wild cherry?
No, I want Pacific Cooler.
I want wild cherry.
Okay. Okay, where is the kitchen? Oh, hey, Freddy! I'm gonna go this way. I'm not bothering you. I have to go faster. Oh, but I really have to use the bathroom. Oh! Never mind. I'm just gonna close this. Okay, where is the kitchen? Oh, here it is, here it is, here it is. Hey, Chica, sorry for calling you a man. I know you're a woman now. I'm just gonna get something out of the refrigerator. Okay, Pacific Cooler and Wild Cherry. Okay, they only have Pacific Cooler. Let me get these two. Oh, drop one. Oh, hey, Bunny Man. Oh, hey, Chica. I'm just gonna take these Capri Suns and get out of here. See you later.
No. Here's your stupid Capri Sun.
Wait, where's my wild cherry?
They only have Pacific Cooler. There was no wild cherry.
That's bullcrap. I know I saw a wild cherry in there. Go back.
I'm not going back out there. The animatronics are in the hallway. Freddy's right there.
Well, if that's true, then me and Jeffy need to hide under the table.
Why?
Well, you're the only one with a mask. They're not going to eat you. They think you're one of them. Me and Jeffy need to hide. So you use the flashlight. We're going to be under the table.
Wait. Use the flashlight.
Okay, I'm using the flashlight. I don't see anyone.
Marvin, stop wasting the batteries. That's the only flashlight we have.
Okay, I won't use it. It's really scary in the dark. I can't see anything. Oh, Freddy's there! I see Freddy!
Well, don't shine a light at me, asshole.
What? It's just blizzard. Oh, no! The purple bunny's there, too! What do I do?
Turn the flashlight off. You're wasting batteries.
Turn it off. But now I can't see anything. I don't know where everyone's at.
Marvin, just calm down. You have the mask on. They think you're one of them.
They're moving. Oh, they're right there. They're walking toward me. What do I do?
Just be cool, bro.
What's popping, slime?
What's popping, slime? Marvin, what the fuck was that?
I'm just trying to be hip and cool. They're grabbing me. Help me. They got me.
Well, they got Marvin, but hey, at least it's not us, right?
We gotta go save my daddy!
I mean, hey, it's almost 6 a.m. Let's just sit here and suck on our Capri Suns. Wait a minute. We haven't been winding the music box. I gotta check. Oh, shit, she's right there! Oh, no! Somebody help us! Somebody help! Oh, Foxy! You saved us! Hey, do you think you can help us save Marvin, too? Okay, go get your skateboard, Foxy. Yeah, that's right. You can be Tony Hawk. This is you winning the X Games. Go get him, Foxy!
Help! He's trying to pull my head off!
Foxy's got Marvin. Come on, Jeffrey. Let's go out this exit door.
Someone please take me.
Come on, Danny.
Thanks for all the help, Foxy. You're a real one. You need a ride home? Fuck, he is so cool. I want to be just like him someday.
I wonder where everyone went. Oh my god, Marvin, what happened to you?
I went to work with Jeffy.
I told you it was going to be scary, Daddy.
What's going on?
Oh, he just has a little bit of PTSD. He'll be fine. Hey, look, maybe if you come with us for the third night, you can see for yourself.
We're not going to go back for a third night.
Oh, I think we're going to be going back for a third night. You see that? See those numbers? See how crazy that is? Yeah, you can't beat that. So if you want to see another video of Five Nights at Freddy's, go ahead and hit the like button, the subscribe button, leave a comment saying how you want to see another night, maybe even make a new account talking about how you want another Five Nights at Freddy's video. Because we still have plenty of characters we haven't gotten to, you know, like Spring Roll or Mousetrap or whatever that yellow fucker's name is.
So, baby, what do you want for dinner tonight?
Jelly beans!
Jelly beans not a meal for dinner.
Scooby-dooby shit, give a fuck. I want a Scooby snack now. I want Scooby snacks.
Jeffy, we don't have any Scooby snacks.
He means jelly beans, Marvin.
He does not mean jelly beans. He wants a Scooby snack. It's a dog treat.
Oh, right here. Put them in my mouth.
Catch!
You're making a mess. Don't keep throwing jelly beans on the couch. You're making a mess.
Sorry, Marvin. Oh, look, the news.
Breaking news, McKay. A man was awarded $50 million from Starbucks after he spilled coffee in his lap, suffering serious burns. Wait, is that real? Is that fucking real? He got $50 million for spilling coffee on himself?
That guy got $50 million just by spilling a Starbucks drink on himself?
Where's Scooby Snacks? Oh.
Who's at the door?
Hello?
Hey, Marvin.
What are you doing here, Goodman? Why do you have no shirt on?
Because I'm about to make $50 million.
How are you going to make $50 million? You're not going to...
Fuck! You call a lawyer right fucking now! I'm about to be so fucking paid!
Are you in pain?
Call him!
Hey there, what brings you to my lawyer's office today?
I would like to sue Starbucks for $50 million, please, because I was drinking one of their hot coffees and it attacked me.
It attacked you?
Yeah, I was holding the coffee and I went to take a sip and I flipped it upside down over my head and it came gushing out and burnt the fuck out of my face.
Why did you flip it upside down above your head?
Because I was trying to take a sip. I was trying to do the waterfall thing because I was planning on sharing my coffee and I didn't want to give anyone else any germs, but the lid wasn't secure and it came all over my face and burnt the fuck out of it!
Yeah, this sounds a lot like that other case where the guy burned himself on hot coffee and got $50 million.
Exactly. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to get $50 million for being a dumbass.
Okay, but after that case, they started securing the lids better.
Well, not mine. My lid was not secure, because look what it did to me!
I don't know. This seems too similar to that other case. I think the judge is just going to throw it out as a frivolous lawsuit.
Okay, well, what about iced coffee?
What about it?
Well, what if I were to take a sip of my iced coffee, and then it came out all over my face, and then I got frostbite or hypothermia because the shit's too cold?
I don't know. It seems like you're just trying to get money.
Exactly! I want $50 million so fucking easy. It's like $50 million in 3 seconds just for spilling something on my face? Yes.
But aren't you already rich?
Yes, but I can always be richer.
I don't know. I don't think I want to be part of this. It just seems wrong.
Listen, if you help me with this lawsuit and I win $50 million, I'll give you $5 million of it.
That sounds like you got yourself a case. You know, if you were to accidentally spill that cold coffee all over yourself.
Oh, yeah, of course it would be an accident. Oh,
I spill it.
Oh, thank you. Oh, fuck! Oh, it's so cold! Oh, my nipples! My asshole! My ball sack! The only thing that would warm me up is $50 million in my account, please!
I saw that. That was an accident. Come on, let's go to court.
Oh, take me to the judge!
Order, 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 order. I am the Honorable Judge Boomer, and today we will be hearing the case of Mr. Goodman, who is suing Starbucks for $50 million because he spilt an iced coffee on himself and claims he got frostbite because the drink was too cold. Mr. Goodman, please explain.
Oh.
Your Honor, I, Brooklyn T. Guy, will be representing my client, as he is unable to speak due to the severe injuries caused by the coldness of the Starbucks drink. You see, Your Honor, my client just wanted to start his day with an iced coffee. But instead, he started his day in the hospital, in unbearable pain, disfigured from the severe frostbite and brain freeze. Starbucks should not be serving their iced coffees that cold.
Was the coffee really that cold as to cause frostbite?
Yes, Your Honor. I've brought an iced coffee for you to touch.
Let me see this here. Ooh, that is quite chilly. Mr. Starbucks lawyer, what have you to say about this?
Hi, I'm Steve Salberger, representing Starbucks, and this is utterly ridiculous, Your Honor. This is a clear cash grab, a frivolous lawsuit just to get millions of dollars. Our iced coffees are no colder than any other drink.
I don't know. This is making my hands quite cold while holding it.
Your Honor, even if the drink is cold, it's not our fault that the plaintiff spilt the drink onto himself. Once the drink leaves our store, it's no longer our problem. He should have been more careful while handling the drink. Objection, Your Honor. That is total bullshit. You're telling me if I go to a bar and get drunk and drive home and kill someone, it's my fault, not the bar's fault for selling me the alcohol? Starbucks needs to understand that if it wasn't for them selling coffee, my client wouldn't have went there to get coffee and therefore would not have spilled the drink on himself, causing lifelong injuries.
That is true. If Starbucks never sold coffee in the first place, we wouldn't be having this conversation.
Your Honor, please use common sense. We just settled a lawsuit over our drinks being too hot. Now this man is claiming our drinks are too cold, which doesn't even make any sense. Should we only sell room temperature drinks?
That would be rather icky.
Your Honor, may I ask you a question?
Yes, you may.
Do you have children, Your Honor?
I do not.
But I do have a 5-year-old poodle named Porkchop, and I love her dearly.
Well, I have a daughter, Your Honor. Now, what will happen if we let our children and poor Porkchop grow up in a world without consequences? Without consequences, people would steal and murder and pillage. Yes, this is just an iced coffee, but what will Starbucks get away with next? Rat poison in their caramel macchiato? Cyanide in their cinnamon dolce latte? Ricin in their pup cups? If we lay the hammer on them now, it will stop them from feeling like they're invincible.
You're right. Starbucks, how dare you! You bastards want to poison Porkchop!
I can assure you, Your Honor, we are not trying to poison our customers!
Look at Porkchop! Look at her cute little face! You want to see her foaming at the mouth? You want to take my only happiness away from me?
No, Your Honor!
I have heard enough. Starbucks, I find you guilty of gross negligence and improperly serving your iced coffees too iced at the temperature of the top of Mount Everest. Fuck, that's cold. I award the victim $50 million. And Starbucks, from now on, you are required to make sure you do not serve your drinks too hot or too cold, and you must make sure the lids are hot glued and taped on, and you must have a warning label on the cups saying that the drinks are going to be hot or cold and to handle with care, and also, you must also train your employees how to serve the drinks properly so that they're not too hot and they're not too cold and the lid is secured tightly, and whatever the hand customer the drink to make sure they tell them that it's going to be hot or cold and they need to handle with care. Fuck. Case dismissed.
This is fucking bullshit.
No fucking way.
I fucking won.
You fucking won.
I actually fucking won. I was just saying total horseshit. I can't believe he bought it. I fucking won. We won.
Yay, I mean, hell.
Marvin, who was at the door a few days ago?
Oh, that was Goodman.
Oh, what did he want?
Oh, he poured a hot Starbucks coffee on his face because he was trying to sue them to get $50 million.
Did he get the money?
I don't know. I haven't heard from him.
Marvin, look, the news!
Breaking news, UK. Hi, I'm fucking Paid. First name I'm, middle name fucking, last name Pay. Because I just won $50 million for suing the shit out of Starbucks. I was drinking an iced coffee, and it fucking gave me frostbite because it was too cold. How dare them? Poor me! But good thing, with my new $50 million, I was able to buy a new face. And you can't even tell anything happened, but I'm still suffering. So hopefully Starbucks learns their lesson so other people don't have to suffer like me.
Oh my god, he actually did it. He got $50 million by pouring a Starbucks drink on his face.
Who's fucking Paid?
I'm fucking Paid.
Who's fucking Paid?
I'm fucking Paid.
Hold on, let me call you on my cash phone.
Cha-ching, cha-ching. Oh, it's ringing.
You should probably answer it.
Oh, good idea. Hello?
Excuse me, sir. I just wanted to ask if you were fucking Paid.
Oh, I'm fucking Paid.
How Paid are you?
Fucking.
Oh, that's interesting because I'm also fucking Paid.
Oh, what a coincidence.
We're both fucking Paid.
Yes.
Oh, hold on. I'm being rude. I have to hang up.
Okay.
All three of you have the same hair color and mustaches.
Don't compare me to poor people. I'm rich.
Well, I have $5 million.
Yeah, but that's still upper lower class. I'm richer.
But you guys committed fraud and got a bunch of money from it.
No, we won this money legally.
Yeah, it's not fraud. I suffered. You saw me pour a hot coffee on my face. And you saw me pour an iced coffee on my face. And so I think I should actually get $100 million. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go to Starbucks and get a hot coffee, and I'm going to boof it. And then I'm going to say that Starbucks' coffee was too hot for my asshole. Oh. And then I can get $150 million.
That's a good idea. We should do that.
Well, no, that's not a good idea because you guys are taking money from actual people who suffered. You poured that on your face on purpose.
But I did suffer, Marvin.
Oh, you guys got so much money for no reason.
Ask me what I'm going to do with my $5 million.
What are you going to do with your $5 million?
Are you going to give it to charity?
Oh, fuck that. Charity can lick the left side of my asshole. The right side is reserved for the hookers I'm going to buy, which some of them might be named Charity, and then I will give to Charity my seed on her face, and she'll smile because of all the stacks of cash. She'd be mortified otherwise. What are you going to do with your $50 million?
Well, first, I'm going to get a Blumpkin from Melania Trump, and then I'm going to eat an ostrich dick. And then I'm going to have jellyfish dick sashimi. And then with whatever money's left, I'm going to invest it in the S&P 500 because it's shitting the bed right now. And then when it goes back up, yummy. You think I'm paid now? You should see my money when I get the S&P 500 to go back up.
Okay, so you guys are just talking about all this fun stuff you do with money, and I'm sitting here all poor.
Yeah, Marvin. Get in the fast lane. Commit fraud.
I mean, can I?
Yeah, anybody can do it. Fucking loser.
Do I really go to Starbucks and pour coffee on my face for money?
No, Marvin, that's ridiculous. Besides, Biggie said more money, more problems.
I'm gonna go to Starbucks.
What?
And get a drink for my mouth.
Oh, okay. $50 million, here I come. Oh. That was not hot at all. That was
room temperature, like lukewarm. Well, I'm not hurt at all. I'm gonna try to sue him. I did it.
Marvin, we've talked about this. Blackface is wrong.
What? No, I spilled coffee on my face and it didn't even burn me. It was like room temperature.
Marvin, why would you do that?
I wanted $50 million and it didn't burn my face. It was just really lukewarm.
Marvin, look the news!
Hello there, I'm Steve Stahlberger and I'm representing Starbucks. I'm here to make a statement on their behalf. Starbucks will no longer be selling drinks hot or cold. From now on, all of their drinks will be room temperature, so nobody can get injured and no one will sue us again.
So I just poured coffee on my face for no fucking reason.
Oh, hey, Michael Jackson. Astronauts been back to the moon.
What?
Astronauts have been to the moon, right? Why haven't they gone back?
I think because it's too expensive to go back.
How much does it cost?
Billions of dollars.
Well, I found a way to do it for $2.
$2 how?
Yeah, check it out. This.
Wait, what is that?
Paper towel roll. You can slide down it. Or it can be an elevator.
Oh, that's a really good idea, Jeffy.
An elevator to the moon would never work, Jeffy.
Yes, it would.
Well, no, it would not, because the moon moves.
Well, so does the Earth.
Ooh, he has a point, Marvin.
But no, but the Earth and the moon, they don't move at the same... Listen, it would never work, because if you kept the moon in one spot, it would be dark there forever.
That's not true. I've seen the moon outside during the daytime.
You know, I've always wondered about that.
Well, listen, it would never work, because this stupid thing would cost trillions and trillions of dollars if it ever did work.
Yeah, but then you can go to the moon whenever you want to. Put a Walmart up in that bitch. Or a Chuck E. Cheese. Oh, alien rat cheddar cheese pizza dick.
Marvin, look, the news!
P. Diddy was found not guilty?
Oh no, Marvin, those poor abused women. This is just gonna teach women not to come out about their abuse claims because justice is never served.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Danny, we should probably call NASA and tell them to shit can knees since we have my Chuck E. Cheese elevator.
Hey, Marvin.
Oh, hey, what are you doing here?
Whoa, what is that?
It's my Charles Entertainment Cheddar elevator to the Chuck E. Cheese on the moon.
Oh, that's cool.
He thinks he can build an elevator to the moon, but I told him it's a dumbass idea.
You know, I actually work for NASA and we've never thought of anything like that. That's a pretty good idea.
Huh, well, you guys should probably shit can these too.
Oh, we stopped making those back in 2010.
Mm.
Huh?
What do you want?
Oh, well, I assume you saw the Diddy stuff.
Oh, yeah, he was found not guilty.
Yeah, not guilty.
It's just a shame. No one ever takes women seriously when they share their trauma stories.
Any fucking way. He was only found not guilty because it was a hung jury. They were each pushing 10 inches at least.
But what's a hung jury?
Well, you see, during the jury selection process, we all just pick random people. But then after the verdict, we have everybody drop their trousers and we see how much they're packing. And if they're packing too much, we can't believe anything they say because they don't know what it's like to suffer. I mean, if I had a 10-inch dong, I'd be waving it at traffic. I'd be an OnlyFans model. I wouldn't need any other jobs.
So what does any of this have to do with me?
Oh, well, you see, Diddy has been handing out flyers at the courthouse.
Your elevator crashed.
Well, fuck.
Well, he was handing out flyers at the courthouse for his big not guilty freak-off party that he's gonna have tonight, and no cops are allowed, I already asked. So what I need you to do is sneak into that party with a hidden camera and record as much evidence as you can so we can put him away for good this time.
But you want me to go to a freak-off?
Absolutely not, Marvin!
I wasn't saying I was gonna go, but if I did go, what did you want me to do?
I mean, everything. Whatever he told you to do. And you'd have to record all of it, too. Just get really freaky. Some really nasty shit.
Wait, what if he wants me to suck a wiener?
Then you gotta suck a wiener on camera, Marvin.
Marvin, you can only go if you can get justice for those women.
Oh, I am not gonna...
Hey, Daddy, can I go?
Wait, no one's going. I'm not going. You're not going.
But, Daddy, what if you need backup? What if you get just shit?
He's got a point, Marvin.
We're not getting any shit because why the hell would I want to go there?
I mean, justice, for one.
Ew.
And also, you know, we offer a reward of $50,000.
$50,000. Now we're talking about potential wiener sucking money.
Okay. Wow. I'm surprised that's all it took.
Wait, no, listen, for $50,000, I'll go in there, but you said I have to wear a camera?
Oh, yeah, it's a little one. It's barely noticeable. I'll go get it. Yeah, there you go, Marvin. There's the camera.
I feel like it's very noticeable.
No. See, that's what the cowboy hat's for. People are going to be looking at the hat and not the camera. And then when Diddy sees that, he's going to know you're a real cowboy, and he'll try to ride you like a horse.
Well, hopefully not. Baby, can you see the camera?
What camera?
See, Marvin, you'll be okay.
What if they do notice the camera?
They won't, Marvin. I'm a cop. I know a thing or two about being undercover.
Okay, fine. I guess I'll go to this Diddy party.
Hold on, Danny. Let me get my fit on.
And let me just take this back.
All right, Jeffy, do not act suspicious and get us caught.
Like how? Pointing out the Hubble telescope on your head?
Yeah, do not point out the camera.
Okay, I will.
Hello?
Hey, is this a Diddy party?
Where's that baby oil? Oh, I want your ass out. I want it to be slick. I want a dolphin slide in it.
I don't know. Depends who's asking. You the cops?
Of course not. You can call him James Webb. My name's James Webb, and this is my friend,
Snicker Pippets.
Snicker Pippets.
So, Mr. James and Mr. Snicker, are you cops?
No, we're not cops.
Well, what's he wearing?
Oh, it's my gremlin outfit. Don't feed me ass after midnight.
Oh, you're perfect for this party. I just gotta pat you boys down and make sure you're not wearing any wires or hidden cameras. Hey, wait a minute. I really like your hat.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, that was close, Daddy.
What was close?
Your hand to my nutsack.
Well, if that makes you uncomfortable, maybe you're at the wrong party.
No, not uncomfortable. We love it.
All right. Come on in, boys.
Whoa, Jeffy, this party's crazy.
Dang, look, they got booger sugar.
Oh, I have to get that on camera for the cops. Jeffy, look, it's the real P. Diddy.
Who the fuck brought a no button to my goddamn party? I am P. Diddy. I told y'all I want to have all the consensual ass in the goddamn world. And no, it's not the damn massa.
Turn it around, it says on.
Oh, I didn't even see that shit.
Well, I told y'all I don't want you to keep your damn clothes on. What's wrong with y'all coming to a dinner party with clothes on? God damn it. Let's get this party started. Who wanna play Hungry Hungry Hippos? Who gonna be the hippos and who eat my ass?
Right here, pick me.
Hey, souls to the man up front.
You're not gonna eat as I am. Yes, I am.
Wait, before we get started, let's get sweaty. Let's play Baby Oil Twister.
How do you play Baby Oil Twister?
Oh, you just get lathered in baby oil. I'm talking about soap. That's some good Johnson Johnson. You get down on all fours, and it holds the gold.
What happens with the Twister mat?
Oh, what mat?
The Twister mat. Huh? Okay, there's a lot of illegal activity, huh?
Oh, yeah, a lot of illegal activity. What do you...
No, illegal.
Oh, what? What are you talking about?
The drugs.
Oh, that's sugar. What the hell? He's silly, man.
Yeah, he's right, Daddy. It's sugar.
Well, what would you do if a girl said no? Would you hit her?
No. I'd tell her ass to leave. Get out. Scram. Skedaddle. We like consensual sex.
You don't seem like a bad guy.
I'm not that bad, man. I just like to party. Yeah, it's naked.
Well, can I use your bathroom?
Hold on. Let me take my jacket off first.
No. Oh, no. It's number two.
Oh, you can use my shirt?
No. I gotta pass a kidney stone.
Oh, crutch. But I'm all for it.
No. I gotta throw up.
It's the first time I would throw up, but, ain't no pussy.
No, I need to use a toilet. Like, where's your toilet?
Right here. My face.
I want to use a white toilet.
Wow. Did y'all hear that? Fucking racist. A white toilet. He comes to a Diddy party and asks for a white toilet.
Listen,
a black toilet ain't good enough for you?
I just want to use a real toilet. Oh, come on. Answer the phone.
Hey, Marvin. You getting a good footage yet?
No.
What about handage?
Huh?
You know, footage, handage, mouthage, whatever freaky shit he's doing.
No. We have not done anything freaky.
Are you sure you're even at a Diddy party?
Oh, I'm at a Diddy party. He just hasn't done anything wrong.
That doesn't sound like Diddy. Are you sure it's really him?
Oh, no. It's really him. I mean, he wants us to play Hungry Hungry Hippos.
Is that code for something?
He wants us to be the Hungry Hippos and eat his butt.
And does anybody not want to do that?
No, I mean, everyone seemed like they wanted to or didn't mind. He said anyone who didn't want to can leave.
And you didn't leave?
I'm getting a footage for you!
Okay, I'm just saying. Sounds like you're kind of freaky to me.
Well, no, I'm doing my job, but he just hasn't done anything wrong.
Huh, maybe he's a changed man.
I mean, he could be a changed man, Do I still get the $50,000 if he doesn't do anything wrong?
No, you gotta catch him doing something bad.
Well, can I make him do something bad?
No, that's coercion. That's not allowed.
He wanted me to poop on him.
Were you considering it?
What? No.
Just the way you said that sounded like you wanted to poop on him.
I didn't know if that was a crime I didn't know about.
No, I don't think so. It's just fucking weird.
Okay, so I think I'm just gonna take this camera off because it's hurting my head and I'm just gonna enjoy the party.
Okay, go poop on P. Diddy.
What?
More like Poo Diddy.
Oh, right, I just got done using the bathroom.
Me too.
Ooh, God, that was hot.
Yeah, I have a fever.
Wait, you pissed on P. Diddy.
Where's the telescope, Hubble?
I took off the camera, Jeffy, because there's no illegal activity here.
Uh-oh, guys. The party's over. It's 11 o'clock. Everybody go home. Aww. I guess it's time for the non-consensual after party. Well, if you say no, I still do it.
Oh, where's the camera? Where's the camera?
Sir, I found a camera. I think someone was trying to record illegal activity.
Oh, hell no. Nah. Piss on it and destroy it.
Yes, sir.
Looks like we got to get going.
Oh, no. Nobody's leaving. The doors are locked. You got to at least get pissed on before you leave.
I don't want to get pissed on. I'm saying no.
It's a party,
man. I'm saying no.
Come on. Stay here.
I'm saying no.
All right. At least hear my new song, okay?
What? New song?
Yeah, I just made a new song. Yeah.
Welcome to Freak Central. The non-consensual party begins. Ooh, where that booty at? Time to get in.
Hey, time to party, time to diddle. Let's make a diddy sandwich. I want to be in the middle. And all this pink sugar got me fruity like some Skittles. And yeah, I like women, but I got a thing for pickles. Hey, time to party, time to diddle. Let's make a diddy sandwich. I want to be in the middle. And all this pink sugar got me fruity like some Skittles. Yeah, I like women, but I got a thing for pickles. They tried to lock me up, but they didn't have a case. No case. Got a jury scared they couldn't look me in the face. In when the judge face. Say I'm freedom, there's a party at my place. Party. Now throw them party. Balls at me like I'm batting at the plate. Well, man, balls. Booty dragging, what? But only if you're packing. Okay. Penthouse packed and they got my woolly wagon. Yeah. Down yeah. on the satin yeah. and your best friend yeah. can tagging. Yeah. Ride me like a magic carpet, I think I'm Aladdin. Yeah. It's the Diddy party, bring the sausage, what's the hickory? Yeah. Thought I was in the shower, that's a stripper trying to piss on me. Yeah. Me and Johnson Johnson, best friends, we got history. Searching for booty, getting to the bottom of the mystery. I need to take a seat. My favorite one's a dildo. Okay. Slip something in your drink and use your cheeks as a pillow. All I want is beef. Put the meat across my grill though. Scrub my nuts on you like I'm cleaning. Call me Brillo. Hey, time to party, time to diddle. Let's make a diddy sandwich. I want to be in the middle. And all this pink sugar got me fruity like some Skittles. And yeah, I like women, but I got a thing for pickles. Hey, time to party, time to diddle. Let's make a diddy sandwich. I want to be in the middle. And all this pink sugar got me fruity like some Skittles. Yeah, I like women, but I got a thing for pickles.
She tryna mix my kids in the mac and cheese. The freeze come out when all the lanes are fast asleep. Cover you in the diddy sauce, I need some ass to feast. You can call me Donkey Kong, I'm tryna smash them cheeks. The escorts touch my steak, tell them butter my meat. I only let my money spread if you're spreading your cheeks. Better have a tight ass if you're fucking with me. I got peanut butter and someone's pews stuck in my teeth. Get naked for fun, the escorts gon' show me their buns. I'm only eating if the booty tastes like butter pecan. Show off your guns, I'm tryna get a hole in one. I didn't eat before we freak, oh no, I might have the runs. You know the party going crazy, get your freak on. All the nasty things we do, you better never speak on. If you ain't trying to oil up, the nigga be gone. I'ma traumatize you, make you never wanna leave home.
Hey, time to party, time to diddle. Let's make a diddy sandwich, I wanna be in the middle. And all this pink sugar got me fruity like some Skittles. Yeah, I like women, but I got a thing for pickles. Hey, time to party, time to diddle. Let's make a diddy sandwich, I wanna be in the middle. And all this pink sugar got me fruity like some Skittles. Yeah, I like women, but I got a thing for pickles.
What do you want to do today?
We can go swimming. It's hot as balls outside.
It is hot outside. Let's go swimming, guys.
You guys have fun with that. I'm going to stay here and play Genshin Impact.
What's Genshin Impact?
What? You've never heard of Genshin Impact?
Are you going to tell us what it is?
Well, look at the screen. That's Genshin Impact.
Whoa!
That's so sick!
Damn right, whoa.
Well, Cody, what do you do in this game?
Well, you can run and jump. I mean, what other game can you do that in? None that I can mention.
So you can run and jump, and what else?
Well, you can also climb buildings, like some kind of superhero who can climb things. Maybe he was bitten by an insect. I don't know.
Oh, my gosh, show me.
Look, I'm climbing that thing.
That's amazing!
Yeah, check this out. You can also jump and hover, kind of. Look at me hover, kind of.
Oh, my God. He's like hovering, kinda.
He's hovering, kinda. And then check this out. Goo 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 goo.
Oh, hoorah!
Oh, goo goo.
Yeah, guess what? You can also fight. Look at me fight this thing. I'm gonna fight it.
Yeah, kick him up. Yeah,
fight.
Beat him.
Beat him.
Fight.
Yeah. Beat him up, Joey.
Yeah, die.
I'm sure I'm fighting.
That's taking you forever to kill him.
Yeah, sometimes it does take a while, but that's just the game, you know?
Yeah. Oh, okay. So what else can you do?
Well, the best part is check out this hunky dude I'm playing as. Isn't he the sexiest, hottest dude you've ever seen?
I mean, he is really... Not, I mean, I don't really like guys, Cody. Is there any girls?
Oh, hell yeah, there's girls. There's hot ones, too.
Oh, hot girls? I want to see the hot girls.
Yeah, I want to see these hot girls.
Check out the hot girls. This is Kicking.
Okay.
This is Barbara.
Ooh, she's hot.
That's Jean.
Uh-huh. Oh, mid.
This is Amber.
Okay.
That's Mona.
Ooh.
This is Fischl.
All right.
This is Raiden Shogun.
Wait. Cody. Who's that one?
Oh, this? This is Ning. You know what? I don't think I should say that one.
Oh, my God. She's so hot.
She's banging.
Oh, my God. I like her. I want to play as her. Wait. I think her name is Ning Guang.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Ning Guang.
Yeah. I don't want to play as any of these girls, though. I want to play as Ito, that sexy hunk.
Okay, well, can we play with you, Cody?
Well, of course you can play with me, Junior.
But we only have one PlayStation 5.
Oh, Junior. What I'm about to tell you is going to blow your goddamn mind.
What?
You can also play this game on your phone.
What? No way!
Wait, I can play a console game on a phone?
Yep, you sure can. I don't know how the hell they pulled that off.
Oh my god, so if I download this game on my phone, I can play with you on a PlayStation 5?
Oh yeah, you can play it on PS5, on your phone, iOS, Android, PC, all of that.
And it stops there?
It stops there, yeah.
Oh my god, well, I think my phone's dead, so let me go charge my phone and I'll play with you. So, Jeffy, you play with Cody for a second.
Alright, I gotta go grab my phone.
Okay, I'm gonna keep playing Genshin Impact.
Alright, Cody, I got my phone.
Okay, Jeffy, get ready to check out Genshin Impact, an open-world action RPG game available on PC, Android, iOS, PlayStation 4, and 5. You can explore the vast magical world of Teyvat where 7 kinds of elemental powers surge. Look at these awesome graphics!
I'm sorry, were you saying something, Cody? I was downloading the game.
Oh, never mind.
Alright, Cody, I'm gonna pick Amber because she's got bunny ears and rockin' cans.
Yeah, she's pretty cool.
Alright, I'm gonna go in this place with the Kiki. Oh, look at Kiki. Hold in! Now I'm gonna shoot the Kiki with my bow and arrow.
Why'd you shoot the Kiki?
I don't know.
Well, come meet me for a second, Jeffy.
Alright, on your way, Cody. Hey, Cody, look at me! I'm a bunny rabbit! Boing, 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 boing.
Yeah, that's really cool, Jeffy. Okay, listen. Okay, so what we're gonna do is we're gonna go fight a giant boss, okay? He's like a big ice monster, right?
Okay. Well, I'm gonna run around and be a bunny rabbit, okay?
Okay, well, he's over here, so follow me.
Okay. Alright, boing, 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 boing,
you don't have to do that. Look, you can glide and stuff, see?
Oh, yeah, I can glide a little bit, kinda.
Yeah, so just come this way. He's down here. We're gonna jump off. See? Okay, so we're gonna hover, kinda, down here, right?
Alright, yeah, I am hovering, kinda, all the way down.
Okay, so he's down here. He's like a big ice plant thing, okay?
Oh, okay, what's his name?
It's like Cryo Regis Vine. He's that thing.
Oh, I see him!
Yeah, he's huge, okay? So just be really careful, okay? You're gonna die in, like, 2 hits.
Alright, well, I'm gonna do my best, and he's not gonna touch me at all.
Okay.
I'm just gonna shoot my bow and arrow.
Yeah, you do that. Just hang back. I think
oh, no! He's shooting at me!
Okay, well, be careful, Jeffy. Don't get hit.
Well, I haven't yet. He's not going to touch me.
Okay, good. So I'm just going to run up and start hitting him.
Oh, no! He hit me!
Well, you said that wasn't going to happen.
Well, I tried my hardest, Cody!
Okay, well, just be careful.
No, no! He hit me again! He hit me! All right, now I got to run away.
Okay, but hurry, okay? I'm fighting him up here.
All right, well, I got to go run in the bush and eat some food real fast.
Okay, but just eat quickly because I'm up here beating the crap out of him.
I'm going to eat as fast as I can!
Okay, just you know, hurry. I need some help.
All right, hold on. I got to hide. I got to go into my inventory. Check this out. Oh, there's some ramen.
I mean, he's pretty tough. I mean, I'm doing okay, but, like, I need your help.
Well, I'm trying. I just gotta eat some more food. I got a whole supermarket full of food in my backpack, and I'm trying to eat it.
How did you get all that food? Okay, fine.
Found it.
Are you done yet? I need some help up here.
I'm coming back out right now, okay?
Look, I knocked him down. Just help me.
All right, I'm doing my best. I'm shooting my bow and arrow at him again.
Yeah, good. You keep doing that. Well, dude, we're doing so much damage right now.
I can power that one up.
Dude, we're doing a great job here. He's almost half dead.
Oh, no, he's getting back up.
Good. Watch out.
I gotta run away again. Oh no.
Be careful. Okay, I think I'm doing okay. Just watch out. Oh, he's doing a big ice thing. Watch out.
I'm running. No, he hit me. He hit me again. I gotta go heal up.
Jeffy, come on. What are you doing? I need some help up here.
I have to eat more food.
Jeffy, all you're doing is eating. Stop having lunch and help me fight this damn monster.
I'm hungry.
What? Oh my god. How do you even have any food left? You've been eating this whole time.
I'm obese.
Jeffy, I need some help. I'm doing all the work up here.
I'm trying to eat some more ramen and some panda bear face pastries.
Okay, well, I don't know what that means, but I need your help fighting the ice monster. He's knocked down again.
All right, I'm coming back out.
Okay, good. Okay, we've almost got him, okay?
All right, I'm just shooting bow and arrows at his head.
Oh, finally, we got him.
Yeah, I did all the work.
No, you did none of the work. You were having dinner. I was over there beating the crap out of him.
I was hungry!
Well, did you get the orb thing?
Yeah, I got a blue orb and you're orange.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, man, Cody, that was so fun!
Maybe for you. You just ate the whole time. I had to do all the work.
Well, let's go find another boss!
Actually, I think I'm gonna go play by myself.
Oh, man, Cody, I was gonna change my character!
No, just let me know when you get good.
Fine. I'll just change my character. Ooh, I'll play as Ningguang. She's hot! I'm gonna run around her for a little bit. Oh, I wonder if she's wearing panties. Let's climb this wall and bingo! Panties! Houston can confirm panties!
Jeffy, what are you doing?
Oh, I'm playing this game called Genshin Impact. Check it out.
Well, Jeffy! Wait. Well, what are you playing? This girl's hot!
Yeah, I'm
just playing Genshin Impact.
Alright, Jeffy, I think you should put the game down for a little while and let me play. I mean, go to your room. You're grounded.
Oh, okay, Dad.
Yeah, leave. You're grounded. Because I want to play the game. Ooh. Oh, man. She's hot. I wonder if she's wearing panties. Oh, bingo. Can confirm panties.
Oh, man, this game is so much fun.
What you doing, Marvin?
Nothing.
What's on your phone?
Nothing. I was just searching for your Mother's Day gift.
Mother's Day was last month, Marvin.
Well, I guess I was just looking for no reason.
Show me your phone.
There's nothing to look at. It just died.
Come on, Marvin. Show me your phone.
Okay, I'll show you.
What is this?
That's a game. It's called Genshin Impact. It's so much fun. I love playing it.
Why are you playing as a hot girl?
I'm not. Jeffy was playing as her, and I just started to play for him because he wanted me to play for him, so I'm doing that.
Oh, yeah. That's the reason you're playing?
Yeah. Look. I can run around, and I can jump. Look at me jump.
You're jumping a lot, Marvin.
Yeah, I'm jumping because of the graphics in her, and she's good at jumping.
Marvin, I don't like you playing this game.
Well, no. You love me playing this game because it brings us together, baby.
What?
It brings us all together because Jeffy was playing it. Now I'm playing it. Everyone plays it. It Genshin Impact. Brings us all together.
Hey, bro, do you play Genshin Impact?
Of course I play Genshin Impact. I'm playing it right now.
Oh, you want to play Genshin Impact together?
Yeah. Of course. See, look, it brings us all together. Genshin Impact. It brings us together. It's such a fun game because you can cook and you can fish and you can play with your buddies and you can explore, and the map is huge. How big's the map?
Oh, God, it's so big. It's like the state of Montana big.
Yeah, it's bigger than that. It's huge.
Wow, and Marvin.
Genshin Impact, you're lying.
So it's Genshin Impact. It's so fun.
I guess you weren't lying.
Yeah, it's the best game.
It's the best game I've ever played.
Best game. So how about you download it so we can play it and it can bring us together more?
Yeah, maybe I'll play.
Yeah, okay. All right, everyone, let's start chanting Genshin Impact.
Yeah.
Genshin Impact. Genshin Impact. Genshin Impact.
Go download Genshin Impact for PC or PlayStation 4 or 5 or iOS or Android.
I think those are all of them.
That's it.
What?
There was a tiger right there. You guys see the tiger, right?
What are you smoking, Daddy?
But there was a Tony. The tiger was right there.
Lay off the LSD. I ain't see anything.
Did you see it?
The Frosted Flakes dude?
Yeah, the Frosted Flakes. The tiger. He was right there. He was.
What?
Come on, Jeffy. You saw it.
I didn't see anything.
Well, Jeffy, okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. Jeffy, go do something productive. Go take out the trash.
All right, Daddy. Come on, your trash. I'm gonna take it out.
Actually, take out the trash.
All right, buddy.
Do that. You'll do something. Do something. I'm losing my mind.
I found some lunch. McDonald's. How yummy.
Old stinky trash bag dick. Smells like shit and shit. Kobe! Fuck. Well, the trash man can get it. That's what he gets paid to do. Oh, what's this? A stinky jacket? I bet I'll look cool as tits wearing this.
Cheeseburger. Yummy. Mm, that was yummy. Wait, where'd my jacket go?
Hey, Stinky!
Me?
Yeah, you. I don't mind you eating trash out of the trash can, but you don't have to throw trash bags out in the middle of the road. It makes my job harder, and I know you don't know what that's like, but I don't appreciate it.
It wasn't me. Auntie got me on the counter. It wasn't me. Auntie got me on the door. It wasn't me. Shaggy.
Yeah, right, but go! Shoot! Scram! Get out of here!
Baby, did you fart?
No, Marvin, girls don't do that.
Well, I smell fart, shit, and piss.
Right here.
Jeffy, did you take out the trash?
Your feeble skills are no match for the power of the dark side. Mm.
Where'd you get this stupid jacket from? It smells like ass.
I found it in the trash.
Ew, Jeffy, take that off. You need to get rid of it.
Yeah, Jeff, you need to wash it. It stinks.
Well, my asshole stinks and I don't wash that.
You're supposed to wash it.
Well, let me tell you this, Danny. If I take a bar of soap and I stick it between my ass and then I rub my body with it, I'm just rubbing my own ass all over my body, and I don't want to do that.
Well, wash your butt last.
Well, then check this out. The next time I go take a shower, I'm going to have to grab that bar of soap that was in my ass the last time I took a shower, and I'm still rubbing ass all over my body.
Okay, I have a bar of soap just for ass. I don't know, Jeffy. It's so stupid. Listen, just take the jacket off because it smells bad. You're making the room stink, and if you're not going to take it off, go to another room.
Okay. I guess I'll just go to another room. I can tell when I'm not wanted.
Oh, my God. Do you rub your ass with the soap and then your body?
I don't feel comfortable having that conversation with you.
How are you supposed to wash your ass now?
Washcloth?
Okay, guys, are you ready for the ultimate trick shot? You're going to shoot the basketball into the ceiling fan. It's going to bounce off the blade, bounce off the wall, and then go into the hoop.
Sounds pretty tough, Junior.
Sounds impossible, dude.
It sounds impossible. We're going to get on the first try.
Junior, what the hell are you guys doing up here?
We're trying for the ultimate trick shot, Shaq. People are trying to be like Dude Perfect. We're going to shoot the basketball into the ceiling fan. It's going to bounce off the blade, bounce off the wall, and then go into the hoop.
No, the hell you're not. Your dumbass is going to break something. And the second off, the chances of you actually making it is impossible. You know what? If you actually make it, I'll buy you dumbasses some pizza.
You'll buy us some pizza?
Sounds pretty cheesy, Junior.
Sounds really cheesy.
What is that smell?
That'd be me. What are you guys doing?
We're trying the ultimate trick shot, Jeffrey. We're trying to shoot this basketball into the ceiling fan. It's going to bounce off the blade, bounce off the wall, and then go into the hoop. And if we get on the first try, Chef people will buy us some pizza.
Oh, give me shit.
No way! He fucking did it! He fucking did it!
Suck tits and order pizza!
Yeah, order that pizza!
No way in fucking hell! You know what? Fine, I ordered the damn pizza.
He actually did it, Jeffy! How did you make that shot on the first try?
Probably my stinky jacket.
Ugh. No, it smells like ass.
Ugh. Yeah.
Oh, man, Jeffy, I cannot believe you got on the first try. I'll never get over that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I ordered you one single pepperoni pizza.
What? No cheese sticks?
No, no damn cheese sticks. I didn't say I was ordering cheese sticks.
Well, what kind of pizza party doesn't have cheese sticks?
You need cheese sticks.
It's not a freaking pizza party. I told you I was only ordering pizza, okay? So only pizza. Here's the $20 for when the pizza man gets here. Open the damn door for when he gets here.
Oh, my God. One pepperoni pizza. That's so lame.
I know, right?
That must be him. Come on, guys, let's answer the door. Hello?
Hey there, I got four pizzas and some cheese sticks for you.
Four pizzas? Chef Phoebe said he only ordered one pepperoni.
Oh, no, I got two pepperoni, two supreme, and some cheese sticks.
How much is all this going to cost?
$70.
$70? All Chef Phoebe did was give me a $20 bill.
Oh, sorry, kids, that sucks, but I can't just give away free pizza. That'd be crazy.
Aww. Aww, I wish I had all the pizza.
You know what? It is my last shift of the night, and I'm feeling pretty generous. You guys should just take the pizza.
Wait, really?
Yeah, you can go ahead and have it.
Do you at least want the $20?
Oh, yeah, I'll take that for the tip.
Oh, I wish I had $20.
Ugh, you know what? You smell like you need this money more than I do. Use that to buy yourself some soap.
Really? Thanks, mister!
Oh, my God, guys! We just got free pizzas and cheese sticks, and we got to keep our money! This is the luckiest day ever!
Woo!
Cheese sticks!
Oh, dude, I'm about to go crazy on this pizza.
I'm so happy. It's the happiest day of my life. Look at all this pizza.
I know.
Oh, Jeffy, open that box. What kind of pizza is that?
Oh, my God. No flippity-flopping way, Junior.
Well, what's going on?
Jeffy got the golden slice of pizza.
What does that mean?
Junior, didn't you hear? Papa John had to give away his factory because he said the N-word during a business meeting. So if you find the golden slice of pizza, you get to go to the Papa John's factory, and you might even be able to take it over.
Oh, my God, Jeffy. That's you. You get to do that. You're the one who found it.
Well, what do I do with it?
Run home, Jeffy. Run home as fast as you can.
Okay.
Marvin, pick a card. Any card.
I don't want to do a dumb magic trick, baby.
Marvin, it's not a dumb magic trick. I'm trying to be a magician.
Dang, 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 look! I got the golden slice of pizza! So now I get to go to Papa John's house and say the N-word with him!
What?
Marvin, you didn't hear that Papa John's was giving away a golden slice of pizza? And if you find it, you get to go to the factory.
Is that spray paint?
Yup. And dang, look! I also got $20!
How'd you get $20?
The pizza man gave it to me.
No, he did not. Pizza man don't give you money, they give you pizza. Not money, you give them money for pizza.
No, he gave it to me because of my lucky jacket!
That jacket is not lucky, it's smelly and you need to throw it away because it's gross.
No, Daddy, it's been lucky all day. I got the golden slice of pizza, I made a trick shot, and also I got $20.
Jeffy, I have an idea. Let's see if you're really lucky. I'm going to pick a random card and you guess what it is.
Nine of clubs.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, Marvin, he got it right. Jeffy, how did you know?
I'm telling you, it's my lucky stinky jacket.
Okay, listen, that was just a lucky guess. It doesn't mean you're lucky. It was just, that was a one in, what's the odds?
52 factorial.
Whatever. Listen, make him guess another one.
Okay, Jeffy, what about this one right here?
Five of hearts.
Oh, my God, he got it right!
Okay, that is it. Okay, those are two lucky guesses, and anyone could do that. I mean, you go do it to a bunch of people, enough people would guess it right after twice. Okay, listen. Your jacket's not lucky, okay? These are all just coincidences.
No, my jacket is lucky. We should take the $20 and go to the casino.
I mean, this is all the money we have, Jeffy. We had no money, and the reason I took it from you is because we need money for food.
Marvin, you have food right there. It's only $20. Just take it and go.
Come on, Daddy.
Okay, fine. We'll go to the casino. Oh, man, Jeffy, I'm so nervous.
Don't be nervous, Daddy. This jacket's lucky as fuck.
But, Jeffy, all we have is $20 for the rest of the month. If we lose this money, we can't eat.
Put that shit on black, Daddy, like your laundry matter.
Okay.
No more bits!
Oh, Jeffy, this is a mistake. We're going to lose all our money.
We're not going to lose, Daddy.
24 black.
24 black?
Daddy, we won.
We won?
Here's your 24
$120.
Oh my god, we just doubled our money!
Let it ride!
No, we're not letting it ride, we're going home.
Let it ride!
We doubled our money, we're going home.
Let it ride! Let it ride!
No, we're not letting it ride, I'm taking my money.
Too late, no more bets!
Oh my god!
Daddy, if we win, it'll be 80!
If we lose, it'll be zero!
29 black!
29 black!
Here's your money!
Love it, Rob!
I'm going to have to ask you gentlemen to leave.
Well, I didn't know the casino closed.
No, it's been black 30 times in a row. We're going to have to close the table to check the machine.
Danny, is this jacket stinky as shit or what?
Smell me. Shimmy! Look at all this cash!
Wow, Marvin, you must have done really well at the casino.
Yeah, we did, because we let it ride. Let that motherfucker ride!
Jeffy really is lucky.
Oh, yeah, he is. He's my little lucky stinker.
Yep.
All right, so get some sleep, Jeffy, because we have a busy day at the casino tomorrow.
Jeffy, speaking of being a stinker, do you want me to wash your jacket so it's nice and clean for you tomorrow?
Yeah, sure, Mommy. There you go. All right, Jeffy, rise and shine. It's 5 a.m. It's prime casino hours.
I'm awake.
All right, Jeffy. Why don't you have your jacket on? Put it on. Come on, hurry up.
Oh, sorry, Daddy.
So why would you ever take that off? That's the reason why we're making all this money. That's why we're making all this cash.
Beep.
Yeah, come on.
All right, see, you gentlemen are back. The table's back up and running. We checked the machine and there's nothing wrong with it.
What'd you expect? Don't hit the play or hit the game, Shib.
So, what are you guys betting today?
All of it.
Oh, all of it. Are you betting it on black again?
What's it look like?
Shibby! All right, let it ride.
Let it ride. Let that motherfucker ride!
Let it ride!
Let it ride!
Please,
let it ride. That's right, 16 black!
No, 16 red, you lose!
Oh, we're ready. Harder. He said red!
Oh, fuck!
What did he say? Sir, there's got to be a mistake. You said the machine, that you had to check the machine, right? Are you sure it wasn't black?
No, we checked the machine and everything's working great. You just lost.
So we bet on black and it should have been black.
Jeez, what the fuck did you do?
I didn't do anything.
No, what the... Wait, why don't you smell like shit?
Mommy, wash my jacket.
Why the fuck would you let her do that?
Oh, we're sleeping.
If the jacket's lucky because it's more shit, then why the fuck would you tell me they didn't get washed? Because then we lost all our goddamn money.
It's not my fault. I didn't do it.
Sorry. That was a mistake. Can we get a redo, please? Can we get a redo? That was a mistake. We were joking.
Well, do you have any more money to bet?
No, that was all our money. That was all that we had.
Then I'm going to have to ask you gentlemen to leave the table if you're not going to make any more bets.
Fucking kill you.
I can do it.
It's not so.
Your mommy
fucking pissed.
Mommy did it.
Come on.
Hey, Marvin, how was the casino?
Why does Jeffy smell like Downey?
That's rude. You cannot smell my syndrome.
Marvin, I washed his jacket so he wouldn't be so stinky.
Oh, I can't do this. Oh, I can't. I see why Chris Brown did it. I can't do this. I can't be with you. You washed the jacket. The only reason it was lucky is because it smelled like shit.
Marvin, that's ridiculous. There's no way.
Yeah, the smellier it was, the luckier he got because we just lost all our money. We lost it all.
Oh, no, Marvin. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, and I want a divorce.
What? Well, I get half.
Well, half of nothing is more nothing.
I don't know. That necklace is awfully shiny, Marvin.
I got this from a Walmart gumball machine. This is not fucking real. I wanted more money to bet. And we just lost it all because you washed his lucky fucking jacket. I can't believe you washed it. Why'd you have to wash it? I didn't care. I didn't care about. Did you hear me complain about the smell ever again? When I had all that money, did I ever complain about the smell? I love the smell. I would have laid in the rest of my fucking life.
Marvin, what do you want from me?
I want my money back. I lost it all.
Well, Daddy, I can always shit in my pants and make it stinky again. Oh, I felt a whole lot of yuck coming out of my ass.
Why? Why me? I don't get it. I don't understand. Yeah, that felt the longest fart I've ever fucking heard.
What you doing?
Sitting on the couch.
And?
Watching TV.
Do you know what today is?
Sunday.
Okay, Jeffy, do you know what today is?
Eeyore has a nail in his ass.
Yes, he does, Jeffy.
How does he poop?
I don't know, Jeffy.
Why don't you do that?
I don't know, Jeffy.
I'm gonna do that.
Okay, Marvin, do you know what's special about this Sunday?
The Minnesota Timberwolves are playing the Denver Nuggets.
I don't know what any of that means. Jeffy, do you know what's special about this Sunday?
If a girl sits on Pinocchio's face and he tells a lie, what will happen?
You guys, it's Mother's Day!
Oh, yeah, it is Mother's Day. Baby, I remembered that.
No, you didn't, Marvin. You didn't even wish me happy Mother's Day.
Well, you're not my mom, so I don't have to say that to you.
Well, Marvin, come on. Jeffy, are you going to wish me happy Mother's Day?
Eeyore has a nail in his ass.
Ugh, you guys forgot.
We did not forget. Jeffy made you something for Mother's Day.
He did?
I did?
Yeah, Jeffy, you did. So go to the kitchen and grab it.
All right.
Marvin, did Jeffy really make me something for Mother's Day?
He did. He's grabbing it right now.
I couldn't find it.
Jeffy, go grab what you made her for Mother's Day.
But I didn't make her anything.
I know. Go make her something really quick in the kitchen.
All right, I'm going to do that.
Yeah, go do it. He's grabbing it, baby. He just forgot. I told him where it was.
I'm going to make my mommy a cake for Mother's Day. I'm going to start with marshmallows. More marshmallows. Macaroni and cheese. Some syrup. All right, now I got to put it in the microwave. Start. Now we wait. It's okay if I stand this close to the microwave because this is how I got so smart. Oh, I think it's done. All right, it's done. And I wrote wow on it because wow, that's a yummy cake. All right, Mommy, I got your Mother's Day present. I made you a cake.
Oh, wow.
Glad you could read. I put wow on it because, wow, that's a yummy cake.
Or if you flip the cake around, it says Mom for Mother's Day.
Well, I'm not going to flip it around because that wasn't my intention.
Well, Jeffy, the cake looks delicious. What's in it?
Let me tell you, marshmallows, macaroni, syrup, yummy.
That does sound yummy, Jeffy. Thank you.
Eat it.
Okay, nom nom nom, delicious.
Eat all of it.
Well, Jeffy, I can't because I don't have a fork.
I'll go get you one.
Well, Jeffy, you know what? I'm actually kind of full already.
You know what? You see this shit? You see this shit? You're going to eat this shit, okay? Okay.
Baby, you're not going to actually eat that, are you?
I'll at least have a couple of bites, Marvin, for Jeffy.
He wants you to eat the whole thing.
I'm not going to eat the whole thing, Marvin.
I wouldn't eat any of it. It looks disgusting.
Well, you know what? At least he got me something for Mother's Day. What did you get me?
Well, I was thinking for Mother's Day, maybe you could give me a Blumpkin.
Ew, Marvin! No, that's disgusting!
Oh, come on. Just at least try it.
No, Marvin. I would never, ever, ever, ever in a million years ever try that. It's gross.
Wow! You said my cake is gross!
What, Jeffy? No, I wasn't talking about your cake.
Then what were you talking about?
I'm sorry, Jeffy. I can't tell you. It's too disgusting.
Because you were talking about my cake, you bitch!
No, I wasn't, Jeffy!
You're a bad mommy! You're not even my real mommy!
Jeffy, go to your room!
No, I hope you guys choke and die on my macaroni and marshmallow cake!
Baby, I he didn't mean it. He was... Blumpkin maybe make you feel better.
I hate my mommy. She's not even my real mommy. I'm going to jump out this window and run away and find a new mommy that'll like my marshmallow macaroni syrup cake. See you later, crappy mommy.
Baby, stop crying.
But Jeffy hates me. He said I'm not his real mom.
To be fair, you're not his real mom.
Marvin!
But hey, his real mom is dead, and you know the bad stuff his real mom did. You're way better than her.
I'm the worst stepmom ever.
No, he just wanted you to try his disgusting cake.
I should have.
Well, you were going to, but then you turned down the Blump. See, if you wouldn't have turned down my Blump offer, you wouldn't have said all that gross stuff and made him think you're talking about his cake.
But Marvin, it is gross. It's disgusting.
Hey, I wouldn't say that too loud. He'd probably think you're still talking about his cake.
Aww.
Listen, I'm going to go talk to Jeffy and let him know this is a big misunderstanding.
Thank you, Marvin.
Yeah, and if this works, you might want to reconsider the Blumperoni and cheese.
No.
Hey, Jeffy. Rose is very upset. She's upset that you called her a bad mom, and she's not a bad mom. She didn't say your cake was disgusting. She said that me asking for a Blumpkin was disgusting. You see, a Blumpkin's when you're using the bath... Jeffy? Jeffy! Someone do something! Jeffy! Jeffy! Oh my god! He escaped! Well, not escaped, he ran away! Rose! Rose!
What?
Jeffy ran away out the window!
Oh no, Marvin, where would he go?
I don't know!
Marvin, we have to call the cops, it's not safe for him out there!
Why wouldn't outside be safe for Jeffy?
Marvin, he's 19 years old, he wears a diaper on the outside of his pants, he has a helmet on his head, and a pencil in his nose.
You're right, he might think a stop sign's a giant popsicle, we have to call the cops!
Yes, call him real quick!
Hey there, somebody call the cops?
Yes, officer. Wait, where's the other cop?
He went out of town for Mother's Day.
Aw, he took his mom somewhere for Mother's Day?
No, he wanted to get as far away from his mom as possible. He hates her.
Oh, that's sad.
Well, between me and you, I love her. She gives me Blumpkins.
Ew!
Lucky!
Marvin!
Anyway, why'd you call me?
Oh, well, our son ran away.
Well, how long's he been missing?
About 5 minutes.
Alright, well, 5 minutes. We usually don't look for anybody until they've been missing for 3 days.
Well, our son is very special. He has a strength of 10 men.
Oh, I got what you mean. Alright, what's he look like?
Well, he has a blue helmet on his head, a pencil in his nose, and a yellow shirt.
Hold on, hold on. I gotta do a police sketch of this. Let me go get my materials. Alright, explain what he looks like.
Okay, he has a blue helmet on his head, he has a pencil in his nose, he wears jeans and a diaper over his jeans, he has his name on his shirt, which is yellow, he has blue eyes and buck teeth.
Is this your son?
That's a minion.
I know, but is it your son?
No, that's not my son.
Also, Jeffy's eyes are crooked.
Alright, well, I can imagine that.
Okay, and imagine him being a human and looking nothing like a minion.
Well, you want me to throw this away?
Actually, can I keep it?
Sure, ma'am. Here you go.
Aw, thank you.
I accept tips.
Oh, here you go.
Thank you, ma'am. And I also do caricatures if you guys are interested in that.
Please!
No, we don't have time for that. We gotta find Jeffy.
Marvin, come on, please!
How long does it take?
About 15 minutes.
Oh, 15 minutes? We don't have 15 minutes, baby.
Marvin, it won't take too long.
Yeah, Marvin, it is Mother's Day.
Okay, fine. Hurry up.
All right.
New mommies, where are you?
There's a mommy over here, you.
Really?
Yeah, come a little closer.
I'm coming.
Come a little even closer.
I'm on my way.
Even closer.
Okay.
Come closer.
I'm coming.
You're almost there.
Here I am. What's going on?
Hey there, Jeffy.
Mommy?
You thought you could kill me, huh? Well, now I'm gonna kill you.
No! Daddy! Help me!
Oops, I moved.
Oh, no worries, ma'am. I'm not looking at you guys anymore. I'm actually done.
What is that?
It's you begging for a Blumpkin.
Ew!
That's actually very accurate.
Hey, why do I look so chunky?
Don't blame the artist. Blame yourself. And I'd probably lay off the breadsticks at Olive Garden.
But I like the breadsticks.
Anyway, that'll be $20.
Okay, here you go.
Thank you, ma'am.
You know, Marvin, actually, I kind of like it.
I like it, too. It's very accurate. I just wish it happened in real life. Anyway, let's go look for Jeffy, please.
Actually, I do magic tricks.
We don't have time for magic tricks.
But, Marvin, I want to see a magic trick.
We don't have time for it. We're not doing a magic trick.
Marvin, please.
Okay, fine. This is the last thing we're doing.
All right, pull my sleeve.
Whoa, Marvin, look, it just keeps going and going and going. It's stuck. Oh,
you almost got it.
Wow.
There's still some more there.
This is awesome, Marvin. Yeah. Oh, it's stuck.
It's stuck.
It's stuck.
There you go, you got it. All right, that'll be $20.
Okay, the trick didn't even work all the way. It got stuck in your shirt over and over.
Well, at least I can juggle.
No, we're not doing, no juggling. Go find Jeffy, please.
All right, your son, the minion. Got it.
He's not a minion.
I'm gonna chop you up limb by limb.
I'd rather you just shoot me.
Nah, that's too quick. I wanna make you suffer for what you did to me. So, which arm do you like the most?
Ah, somebody help me!
Don't wanna answer? Well, I'll just choose for you. Right on.
Hey, kid, you okay?
My mommy trying to kill me.
Well, maybe you should have appreciated your other mommy more.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Come on, Jeffy, wake up! Wake up, Jeffy!
Wake up, Jeffy, wake up!
Oh, what's going on?
Jeffy, you fell asleep and you left the microwave on for 30 minutes with marshmallows in it. You almost drowned the whole house in marshmallows because you forgot to make Rose a Mother's Day gift.
Marvin, don't yell at him because he forgot about Mother's Day.
Oh, great. Now she knows about it. Good going, Jeffy.
Danny, I had the weirdest dream. I had a dream that you were trying to get a Blumpkin. And then a police officer came and drew you trying to get a Blumpkin.
Jeffy, what the heck's a Blumpkin?
I'll explain when you're older. And then my dead mommy came back and tied me up and tried to kill me.
Jeffy, I don't care about your stupid, dumb dream, Jeffy. All I care about is that you forgot Mother's Day. So tell Rose Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day, Mommy. I love you so much and you're your best mommy ever.
Thank you, Jeffy.
Now eat it.
Jeffy, please don't make me eat that.
You see this shit? You're gonna eat this shit.
Get her a fork, Jeffy.
Oh.
Come on, Junior, hurry up. We're gonna be late for school.
Yeah, dude, you're taking forever.
You know, I like that we all meet up at Junior's house and then walk to school together to avoid stranger danger.
All right, guys, I'm ready to go. Wait, you guys okay? You sound like you're about to fart.
Junior, what's wrong with your hair?
My hair?
Yeah, dude, what's wrong with it?
Well, what is wrong with it?
Well, you look like you got struck by lightning.
Yeah, dude, or you trying to play Call of Duty at a movie theater in Colorado during a Batman premiere.
Oh, well, I mean, I haven't gotten a haircut in a long time. It's a little long.
Yeah, we can see that.
Does it look bad?
Yeah, it looks terrible.
Yeah, horrible, atrocious. Get rid of it immediately.
Okay, well, I'll get a haircut after school.
But people are going to make fun of you at school.
Well, then I'll hit them.
Well, okay, I guess that solves everything, doesn't it?
Yeah, if anyone makes fun of me, I'll just hit them in the face. Come on, let's go, guys.
Oh, Junior, I like your new hat.
This isn't a hat, this is my hair.
What? That's your hair? You look like a clown.
Hitter, Junior? You said you'd hit anybody that made fun of your hair.
Yeah, dude. Chris Brown her ass. Floyd Mayweather ass. Ray Rice her ass. Vanilla Ice her ass.
Wait, really? Vanilla Ice too?
Yeah, that's what they say.
I'm not gonna hit my girlfriend, guys.
Thank you, Junior.
I'm not old enough.
Look, dude, this nigga got a heart.
You do look like a woman, Hitter. That hair.
Guys, stop it.
All right, Cross. Today we're going to be learning about the Runaluya. That is next week. It is the year of the snake. See, I am Chinese, which means we start our new year on some random day in the month of January because we can't see the goddamn calendar because our eyes are so strapped. So I'm going to go look up why it's the year of the snake. So you talk quietly amongst yourselves. And no creaming, because I can hear the cream. I can feel the cream right in my ear. No creaming. All right, I'll be right back.
Junior, seriously. You're not going to keep your hair like that, are you?
I was going to get a haircut, but now that you keep complaining, I might keep it this way.
Who are you texting, Joseph?
Oh, Crime Stoppers, because I feel like he about to do something, and I want that reward money.
I'm not going
to
do anything, Joseph, just because my hair is weird.
Alright then.
How often have you been sitting there with nothing but your phone and you need something fun to do for a few minutes? Well, let me show you Dragon City. It's so satisfying hopping on, collecting all that gold, and seeing how my dragons are doing. Here's what my strategy has been lately. I breed powerful dragons and do events to try to get the best dragons I can. Then, I let